It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, it's the happiest time of my broadcast day.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Boy, I was up late with Phil last night.
Were you really, Robbie?
Yeah, we were watching reruns of Starsky and Husky. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Impeachment and all the ships at sea. Now, in New York, after a busy night of Hagen, oh, sweet Kim,
ooh,
it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, thank you, Robbie. And hello, everybody. It's Thursday.
Thursday,
May 25, year 2000. Phone number, same as it was before, 877-365-3636. You know, we've been coming up to the station now for how long? For 2 months?
Yeah, 2 months we have been in this this beautifully equipped studio.
And I don't know, do the microphones sound okay? I know we did all the mic checks before we went on the air.
Mine sounds weird in my headphones.
So does mine, but I don't know if it's just in my headphones. How does yours sound, Buzz?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Hi there. Hello.
I think
Buzz, Buzz sounds
fantastic. The best. Great. The guy who says the least
has
the microphone that works the best.
It sounds like... It's like weird. It has low end and high end, but nothing in the middle.
I think it may just be the way we're hearing it in our headphones, though. Oh, don't screw with that button.
Hello?
No, don't screw with the button.
That's much better. That's much better. I like that.
Psychological, Mike.
I think it is. I really do. I think it's psychological, but it makes me feel better.
All right, well, listen, everybody. Hello. We will pepper your...
You ought to try yours.
All right.
It should be flat. It should be the flat line. It
should be the flat line.
Right. Okay.
Hello? Hello?
And I can't tell the goddamn difference.
I don't even know if I'm hitting the button on this thing.
It clicks once.
Did it click? Hello, click?
That sounds much better.
I didn't do anything yet. I keep telling you, it's psychological. Hello,
it's totally
click.
Psychological.
No, click. Hello,
I just
hello.
I feel like I can hear myself in my own headphones.
Listen.
Better when I have it on that little... It's very frustrating. We're still... You know,
we're working out the bugs.
We're still working out the bugs, right. As far as technically we're trying to be comfortable. But you changed around the studio, and I got to tell you, it has nothing to do with the microphones. But I'll tell you right now that my legs have never felt better.
Well, in an effort to make...
Buzz gave me a horribly dirty look, though.
In an effort to make the microphone sound better, this is an inside radio thing, but I'll share with you. It has something to do with the proximity of open microphones.
Right, right.
When you got a bunch of microphones that are pointed in the same direction, all three of them, it kind of... sucks the air out of the room and gives the microphones a very, very hollow sound.
This is a room that is really designed primarily, I think, for doing some engineering work. This is not...
For production, yeah.
Not really an air studio per se. It's been used for that. Obviously, they've got microphones set up in here.
So what we did before the show was we were doing microphone checks, putting the microphones in different positions in the room, and we found out that the way to get the least amount of feedback...
I'm so comfortable right
And
now.
To have the microphone sound their optimum is to put Buzz's microphone... in a position that unfortunately has relegated Buzz to the corner of the room with
facing the wall in the corner
with his back to us.
And a moment ago, go ahead, Buzz.
I'm going to sit here in the corner and think about what I've done.
Buzz gave me a look like about 5 seconds ago.
And that allowed Mike, and because we've moved Buzz to the corner of the room, that has allowed Buzz's chair.
Right, his little upright chair to be left alone.
And Mike's using it as a footstool.
I'm using it as an ottoman. And Buzz gave me a look, as I said before, about 5 seconds ago, that indicated to me, yes, all of this was done for your personal comfort.
No,
with
Buzz.
Nothing to do with audio. Buzz, I swear to God, this was an afterthought.
Had nothing to do with Mike being able to virtually recline while doing the show.
I think it would screw up the acoustics if I got a mirror so I could see you guys.
You know what? You know what this dynamic is like? It's like Buzz is blind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we can see Buzz, and Buzz is just looking at a wall
right now. I had a thought. Is there any way... What if Buzz was to just pull that chair, that table out a little bit, and sit on the other side of it?
Yeah, try it, Buzz.
Try that.
You want to do that now?
Yeah, just
try that.
Try that. Because really, you look, you know, you're not even making an effort to even glance over your shoulder, and it's driving me nuts already.
When you're facing the corner.
All right.
Turn your chair around, Buzz. Turn your little, your news desk around.
That's perfect. Now back up a little bit.
Okay.
Further.
We're moving furniture right now.
Okay. Hey, I like this better.
Okay, but hold, move that microphone right in front of your mouth.
Okay.
There you go.
this microphone is totally out of the area, and it's also not open over there. And now it sounds better.
Now he's sitting at a little desk. Yeah, Robbie.
This is like a mirror image of home now. Your proximity is in everything.
Absolutely.
Except there's not a wall between us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be the wall.
All right, Rob,
isn't
you be the
great?
Wall.
This is better, yeah.
All right, listen. We will work this out. This is infantile that every time we come up here, we spend the first 20 minutes bitching about the technological setup here.
Have you looked in there?
In the main studio?
I mean, I think you have access to, you might be able to have access to a control board in there, but I'm not really sure. But it's a cool little setup. It's like that same thing we had in Sacramento in that studio. That's the kind of room
it
is.
The main studio at WNEW kicks ass. Oh, yeah.
That's a fantastic studio.
Right, see, we're in like a little closet where they keep equipment and junk.
Exactly.
Well, listen, let's just move on with the show.
Yeah, eventually maybe we'll get a nicer studio.
Let's take a phone call, okay? let's just, for the love of God,
for the
take
love
a phone
of Christ.
Call. Move the show along. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
John.
John who?
John Kim.
Hey, Kim. Oh, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hey, John Kim.
John Kim. John Kim show. What can we do for you, John Kim?
I just want to apologize for all those people at NAFO because I got backlash yesterday, and I don't think that it was right for me to say their name on your show.
Ah, someone contacted you from the organization, John Kim?
Yes, they did.
You might remember from yesterday's episode that John Kim is a Korean dude who loves fat chicks.
And he's talking about going to a convention.
Well, no, I don't know why they would be mad at you. You didn't say anything bad. As a matter of fact, you promoted the fatty convention.
No, but they were saying that they didn't like that I emphasized the sex orgies, and that's not... It is a component, but it's a quiet component of that organization.
Okay, but John Kim, let me explain something to you.
You've really done a great job for that cause, John Kim.
let me explain something to you. What you're saying is your own opinion.
I guess you read the Dennis Murphy manual on that.
You can say anything you want, John Kim.
But the organization is to promote size acceptance, not to promote that.
But John Kim, I would tell you that no one has accepted big women more than you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're pursuing them...
No one has been accepted more than big women by you. You know what I mean, big women accepting John Kim.
What greater acceptance is to pursue a woman sexually?
It's not a sex, it's sexual and...
John Kim, who called you?
I would rather not say. She would get very angry at me.
You are a little... There's an element of you that is a little sneaky, John Kim.
who was it? Her Lord Fatio? Who called... Come on, who called you?
I can't say.
And when this unnamed fatty called you, what did this person say to you?
She just said that she didn't appreciate that I went on there and talked about just humongous sex orgies. That's all.
You know, please. And your concern is?
I just want to be apologetic. That's all.
Is this going to help you do better when you do go to the convention?
I don't know what will happen, but I just want to...
John Kim, listen, grow a pair of balls.
I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Right,
come on. Hey, the person who called you, is he already gone?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Kathy Whiteside? Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, I don't even know what that guy was saying.
It's weird.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
All right, that was a definite hang-up call.
John Kim, very uptight, very nervous. Listen, I want to, before we get back to the telephones, a couple of things. First, how ironic is it, don't you think?
Yes.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Right.
It's a free ride that you just can't take.
Right.
That you just can't take.
Right.
That O.J. had to call the cops last night because the girl was beating up O.J.
Right. Yeah, and they asked the lady to leave the hotel and everything.
How great was that? And you know why she did that to O.J.? Because he just wouldn't listen.
Hey!
He just wouldn't listen.
Now, I read something in the article about O.J. that said that whenever anything happens that might involve the law,
they call the cops.
They call the cops just so everything will be documented.
Right.
That's what they do with O.J.
Right,
things.
Because he's juice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Juice, and this is the girl who he ratted out to the cops, was it a year ago, Buzz?
Last fall, yeah, in October, I think.
She had drugs and that she was on a binge and that she was running around with Pedro Guerrero,
right,
the baseball player.
She's a beautician.
And she, incidentally, she's a dead ringer, pun intended, for Nicole Simpson.
Right, she is, and they've been together for a good long period of time.
And she beat up O.J. last night.
Slapped him silly. Well, you know, when they had the trouble last fall, when he called the police about her running around with cocaine and Pedro Guerrero, the police left O.J. with a brochure on domestic violence, which apparently he didn't read or, you know, it just didn't pay off. I don't know.
God. I just think it's funny. I love turning on the news and opening the newspaper. It says, O.J. gets beat up by girl. girlfriend.
Oh, Jay, and like a hotel, very public disagreement.
Yeah, yeah, it was like, and it was 1:30 in the morning or something,
yeah,
right?
Very early.
She was beating him up, had him on the ground.
You would think that even though she's the one slapping him, that OJ might just want to try to avoid all sorts of domestic altercations.
Well, I would imagine that that's why he allowed her to beat him up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly a man should never strike a woman. But
the new juice.
But for goodness sakes, you know, OJ can't even look at a woman the wrong way anymore.
She's probably taking advantage of that.
Right.
She probably feels empowered,
right,
by the
Oprah
fact that you know, he's gone through all of that, and then it's like, I can hit him as much as I want.
Right, beating his ass. And meanwhile, while OJ is getting his ass beaten last night, Fried and I, like just about everybody, I'm sure, watching that putrid Spin City last night.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I feel bad for Michael J. Fox, okay? I feel bad for anybody with Parkinson's, but that show sucks.
Yeah.
That show has always sucked. It sucked last night. All it's doing is, here's what I would do if I was running Spin City. The reason they did that show last night was to capitalize on the fact that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's and has to quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they did the episode like they did, where Mike, the guy who works for New York City, has to quit, and everybody gets to come up and say goodbye to him. And really, they're not saying goodbye to the character. They're really saying goodbye to Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, and you know, you would be wrong if there was any masking of the fact that it was the farewell episode, but you're not. You're absolutely right. They are exploiting it. I don't care what they say to justify it. It is exploiting it.
And my thought is that if you're going to do that, for God's sakes, save us the charade. You know what you should do? you take Michael J. Fox, and you don't give him his medicine for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put him out on a stage, and you just put the camera on him for an hour.
Right.
And you just watch him, you know, twitch and roll around on the floor, and whatever happens to him.
I had no idea you were going there with that.
And then you say, that's the final episode of Spin City.
Caught me by surprise.
Because we're really going to exploit the fact that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, but we think you folks would appreciate this more than a schmaltzy where Heather Locklear is going to come out and hug him, and Barry Bostwick is going to come hug him. Look at, we haven't given him his medicine for 2 days. Look at him on the floor like an animal. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael J. Fox.
Folks, someday this man you're listening to is going to be the head of a major network. And
listen,
you're going to see this kind of programming.
Listen, I'm just talking about giving the people what they're giving them, but not sugarcoating it.
Right, I understand.
The more I watched that last night, the more mad I got that really, they're trying to do like a tribute show to Michael J. Fox.
And then, of course, the 2020 afterwards, and at the very end, Diane Sawyer with the one and only Michael J. Fox. Diane Sawyer, who now just makes me want to puke every time I see her.
The people at ABC are glad about two things. First, they're glad that they have Regis and the Millionaire Show. And second, they're glad that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of those things, you know, if you had Regis Philbin with Parkinson's,
it'd be incredible.
Forget about it. That is a clean sweep for ABC.
Absolutely.
Jesus, it was just insulting to my intelligence to watch that dumb Spin City last night.
I suppose if you're a big fan of the show, it would be different, but I felt the same way.
Are there any big... Isn't Spin City...
Very lowly rated.
Hasn't it always been one of those shows that's just on, and, you know, if you don't want to watch Just Shoot Me or Nash Bridges, turn it on?
Mediocre ratings. It had a little spike for a while when they were having, like, supermodels on, mm-hmm. And then it went back down to being flat.
And I like Michael J. Fox fine.
The other day, what he's doing now, it takes a lot of guts to do what he's doing, and I admire him for that, but I agree with the show. You know, it's just, there's no way you can hide it and try to make it...
Right, what you do is you just get like a boxing ring, and you put Michael J. Fox in the middle of the boxing ring, and you say, ladies and gentlemen,
right,
he hasn't had his medicine for 48 hours. Here's the farewell episode of Spin City.
And then, you know, the promo goes, we know this is what you really wanted to
right.
see.
Right, and then you just get to see him, you know, like all shaky and jittery and stuff. And
right.
Then you say, that's it, good night. And then he gets to come out in his Fordham jacket at the end, just like they did last night, and he gets to walk off into the sunset.
And they're not sure. Sugarcoating it, absolutely.
They're going to explode him.
Go all the way.
What did the evil Rob Spiewak, who doesn't... What, is this one of those lines where Rob's going to say it himself?
No. Rob just wrote down a great one. How about they put Michael J. Fox in a clear, 6-foot plastic gerbil ball?
Oh,
you know, like, Rob, like one of those things on American Gladiator.
Exactly.
Remember those big balls that the guys used to get in and roll into each other with all the time? Jesus. Well, if they had any...
I'd watch.
If they had any respect for our intelligence, that's what they would have done last
night.
Yeah,
it was pretty transparent. I have to to agree with you there.
And, even the ads, when they at the very beginning of the show where they reran the first ever Michael J. Fox ad for Pepsi.
I didn't see that.
Do you remember that one before he was a star where he had to run into to a girl's apartment, had to go up a fire escape?
Oh, that's right, right. Before he was Alex Keaton.
Yeah, just to find a can of Pepsi. And at the very end, they fade to black and it says, what did I say, Buzz?
Thanks, Michael.
You know, Pepsi. You know,
from 1978.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Michael.
Please. Everybody's just cashing in.
Sure.
It's an insult. That's what it is.
Jesus Christ, it's an insult.
Hello.
Oops. Lost that one. Somebody wanted to talk about Michael J. Now, you know, what I just did, I just canceled out all of the telephone lines.
Uh-oh. That's a difficult phone to use because you have to press it a little harder.
Yeah, there were 12 lines that were ringing, and I just canceled them all out. All right, let me see what this is. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Buzz, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, I wonder if you guys have heard about the new Kathy Lee record.
Yeah, of course we have.
Oh, have you heard the song, The Secret of My Pillow?
Yeah, duh.
We've been talking about it.
Listen, how many times do I have to tell people, when it comes to topicality, when it comes to stuff that you hear, we started everything.
Well, I'm from Iowa, a little hopped up on corn, so.
You're hopped up on corn, but you haven't been paying attention.
Yes, we've been all over the Kathy C. record, all over it.
A little less time in the cornfield, a little more time listening to this show.
My bad.
Okay, you're bad. Right, we started it. Just remember that. We started everything. Thank you. What is the problem, Robbie?
You have it in conference mode, so you're not hanging up on it.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, problem solved.
This was not from 1978.
Pardon me?
The Don and Mike, Don and Mike were talking about Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
The commercial they're talking to, they said it was from 1978. It's from 1987.
Oh, okay. So I'm dyslexic, okay?
What does it matter?
I did that. I'm dyslexic.
Hey, this is Don and Mike.
Yes.
Just chill out.
I love that Eddie Murphy movie, Another 84 Hours. And if I get home tonight in time, I'm going to have sex with my wife. We're going to have 96 sex.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? Your phone makes you sound more like a jive FM guy, and that's not a good thing.
The what?
This on the phone right now, you sounded like some kind of flunky, like a guy with one of those 40-year-old guys. You don't sound like you guys.
Like we normally do on the phone when you call again and again and again and again.
Jesus Christ. Okay, first off, we are 40-year-old guys.
No. Okay, look, I worked in the music industry.
Please, what did you do in the music industry?
Let's not get into that.
No, let's do.
I worked at a bunch of record stores.
Ah, okay.
All right, but
So you worked at Tower Records.
No, let me just make my point. And
did Don ever tell you about his record contract?
No, let me just tell Don.
Can I tell you something about my recording contract?
Okay.
Are you familiar with Columbia Records?
Unfortunately.
Okay. You want to know about the contract I signed with them?
I'm afraid to ask.
This is the contract. And get ready to eat your words, you bastard. I signed a contract.
Mm-hmm.
I pay them 1 cent, and I get any 12 albums, 8 tracks, or cassettes.
Bravo!
Of my choice.
That's good.
And then once a month, they send me the 8-track or cassette of my choice. And if I don't want it, all I have to do is return the prepaid card.
Okay.
That is my agreement with Columbia Records, the Columbia Records Club.
There you go.
Okay, now this is my point.
Now see, that's lost on you.
Yes.
Because you are a wingnut.
Now, I am a member of BMG. They give you a much better deal.
Now, you are a wingnut. That was a very funny thing that Don just said.
Okay.
And you just totally disregarded it because you're swimming in Lake Mead.
Come on, listen, really.
Yeah, I want you to, I was going to give you a comment and, you'd appreciate it, but whatever.
No, we wouldn't.
No,
we really,
from you.
We really wouldn't.
All right, whatever.
Why should we listen to some guy who's worked at a record store?
Because the type of guy I describe, you will know, and you probably know people at your station exactly like
this. And this, your entire, whatever the point of this conversation is based on how our voices sound over the telephone?
No, I called about the Michael J. Fox thing.
No, you went right into the way we sounded over the phone.
Because I didn't. Why are you attacking your biggest supporter?
You're our biggest supporter.
I hate Howard Stern and love you guys, and you're sitting here busting my balls.
What does Howard Stern have to do with this?
Nothing. But I'm like the only person I know that hates him and loves you guys.
Right. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. You're the only one. Right. You're the only person with those points of view. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was so bitter.
Hello, my name is Cuddle. Sakamoto.
All right, please. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
You know, I got half a mind to go out and catch me some Parkinson's tonight.
There you go.
I really do. Then you guys can give me a wonderful tribute show. And Mike, I don't want you to think it's been lost on me, the fact that you've put on sunglasses again.
I understand. I wanted to wear these today just to show you. These are, I've taken it a step further today.
I know you have.
And I can hardly see anyone in the room.
Hello.
Hey, boys.
Yes.
After that plumper conversation yesterday, I went out hogging myself. Unfortunately, I did score, but she had the same address as me.
Oh,
okay. I'm hurt.
Okay.
Oh, there's a, sorry. There's a real nice thing to say about your significant other.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys seen Kathy C. on Fat Rosie's show this morning.
Hey, you guys seen Kathy C. on Fat Rosie's show?
I was on a train. I ain't seen it.
I ain't seen it.
No.
She was talking about how she loved Regis, and it wasn't nothing to do with Regis, but the key thing was when she said how she had a quarter share in the show and that anyone that came in to replace her wasn't going to get any financial gain out of it. It was just going to be a bogus job for them.
You know, I don't doubt she said something like that. She is a very bitter, yes, bitter woman.
You know, here I was ready to bust this guy's balls, but he was calling with a valuable piece of information.
Absolutely.
So what she was saying on the Rosie O'Donnell show is that she, even though she's not going to be on, still has a quarter ownership of the show. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's her show. It's her show.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get all the ABC financial gain
deals
out of it.
I didn't think ABC gave deals like that.
And, well, she probably wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
Right.
So then what she has to do is she has to go on Rosie O'Donnell's show, and she has to trumpet that.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told Rosie to switch places with her. I think Rosie got a little offended when she was, because the way she was bringing it out like it was such a crap job and for someone to take it over. And Rosie was like, what are you saying? You want to make this the Kathy Lee show? And I'm going to be the Regis.
Okay. All right, blah, blah, blah. What did Richard tell us today about Rosie O'Donnell's bodyguard?
That he's applied for a handgun permit.
Yeah, that's really what we heard about Rosie O'Donnell today.
Wow.
You know, Miss, I champion everything that's anti-gun.
All right, I'll tell you right now, I don't like the looks of that fan.
Dot, dot, dot. Eat my Luger. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, have you seen Gladiator yet?
I have not, and I'm really disappointed that I haven't.
Caesar kills their Gladiator.
Oh, no, you blew it for me, but that was spoiled the other day.
You're like the 10th person to tell him that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Can fix Don and Mike.
Yeah, please, for the love of Christ, turn down your radio.
I got it almost all the way down. I'm just on the cell phone.
All right, don't do it for me. Do it for Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Thanks, Michael.
The question is, like, I love your program, right? It's like,
all right, and then here's where the other shoe drops. Okay. We're waiting.
Yeah. It's like,
you're listening to the radio.
As far as you're on a New Jersey station, because it's like I'm a truck driver, the only station that I can pick it up on is 1350, and that comes in and out.
No, we're on in New York City.
You're on in New York City, but then yes. I run South Jersey. It's like,
South.
And it's like, I used to listen to you when you're on that 96.9 here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God.
And then they sold off and became, I don't know, an oldie station or something a long time ago.
Right. Move to New York. You'll hear the show every evening.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Another friend made.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, some more riveting dialogue.
Another fan made happy, another friend made.
I was up in Pennsylvania, and a long time ago I went out to Iowa. I used to be around you guys. What, hey, come on.
And today's whole show dedicated to Michael J. Fox.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello. Hello.
Don.
Please.
Biggest dud you.
What are you doing? Roll up your window.
Hey, it's rolled, man. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble. I got the air on, hog, okay?
Right. Turn it off. Turn the air off, please.
Yes, sir.
Please,
okay, Don,
you.
Here we go.
It's making too much noise.
I still hear it.
Well, it's the car, then.
No. All right, well,
I'll tell you what, you know what? I'll pull over. Stop. In the HOV lane after 3:30 for you.
Stop your car, please.
I'm stopping the car right now. All right, Don, you had a great idea.
You know what? That is better.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
That,
very
that really cut down on the noise. We thank you.
Okay. How about this? Infliction TV. After you have Michael J. Fox, you put Ronald Reagan on for an hour playing the memory game. And you put a paddle, let's put a ping pong paddle in Bob Dole's left hand and have him play ping pong for an hour.
Listen, if I ever get my own TV network, you're going to be my right hand man.
I'm telling you, we can put McCain in a burlap sack and let little guys beat him. I'm telling you, I got some great ideas for you, Don.
All right, my friend.
You guys keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye.
That is your Warren Littlefield calling.
Bye bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi,
hello.
Mike.
Hello.
Connor, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I want to thank you guys a whole lot for turning me on to the Tongues CD.
Oh, that's the CD that teaches you how to say dirty stuff in French,
right?
It
was perfect. I've got my brother coming into town this weekend. And he's marrying a little girl from France, and I'm meeting his new in-laws.
Hold on, when you say little girl,
how small?
How small?
JonBenet? I would imagine she's mid-20s.
Oh, so she's
mid-20s. So when you say little girl, that's simply the sexist diminishing
exactly.
of women, little girl.
We, of course, immediately think, you know, like JonBenet.
Yeah.
No. Much larger and very much alive.
Don't you think that this is the family member that he wants the girl to meet? You know, she gets off the plane. Hey, aren't you a pretty little French girl?
Hey, French girl.
How you doing, little French girl?
Come here, mademoiselle. You got the CD?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Very fun. So I'll try to some of this French on them this weekend, and we'll see how they react to it.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's the wedding this weekend, you know, where he'll get up and do the toast.
I didn't want to say, voulez-vous coucher avec moi? I don't know if you're listening or not, Michael, but that call was for you.
Thank you, Michael.
From Michael J. Fox.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Radio Gods. How are you?
Hi, we're fine. You know what? And now I feel compelled to say that I actually have met Michael J. Fox, and he's a very nice guy.
I think I said the other day that I like what he's doing now. I think it's terrific.
And I wouldn't be on this whole thing if he wasn't allowing himself to be exploited like this.
On the show. I think what he's doing to support the cause is very legit.
Yeah, but the whole show last night, it's not like they had to twist Michael J. Fox's arm to get him to do
that. No, not at all.
Please, hello.
No.
Okay, all right. Now that I said that, I'm ready to continue.
I think he's got a piece of the show, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, I think he said that to David Letterman the other night. He owns a little bit of that show. So, I mean, he's hanging in there, you know, as far as exploiting, he's getting a part of the profit.
Right, he's like Kathy Lee.
And he stuck around until episode 100 to make sure he got all that syndication money.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you, Rob. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods. Just wondering why you guys don't use a stossel recipe for Michael J. Fox.
Oh, now, see, that's a bit harsh. Why would you want to stossilize Michael J. Fox, please? Hello, Don.
There's a lot of darkness out there, Don.
Listen, just stick with my original idea. You put him in the boxing ring. You don't give him his medicine.
Right.
You say, this is what we're doing. We're going to exploit him, but we're not going to do it with sugary scripts.
Right.
We're just going to bring him out. Now, look at him. Look at him roll on the floor like a reptile. And one by one, all the various cast members from Spin City can come out and comment about Michael J. Fox rolling around on the floor.
If you're going to be shameless, be really shameless.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, great. Cool. Did you guys see Millionaire last night?
Nay.
They tested out your using the computer for the Lifeline bit last night.
Oh, really? Did they call someone who used, like, Ask Jeeves?
Yeah, they did. They called this guy, and the contestant reads him the question. It's 30-second start.
Yeah.
And it's total silence on the other line. All you hear are computer keys going. The audience laughs. And Regis kind of, you know, looks to the side or whatever. He came up with the wrong answer, by the way.
Oh, no. The computer came up with the wrong answer, but still, it proved my point that I gave you a couple of weeks ago that you could call a Lifeline.
Sure.
Simply give him the question, let him feed it to one of those Ask Whoever sites on the internet.
Exactly.
What was the? Do you remember what the question was?
Yeah, it was, what's the male reproductive organ in the flower? And he used his 50-50, and it was down to two, pistil and stamen or something. And so he had a 50-50 shot, and he guessed the wrong one anyway. So.
Fitty.
Regis actually has that on his body.
Thank you.
To reproduce.
Thank you, my friend. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hola.
He's a pistol.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it's called, too. Hey, how'd you like to see the pistol?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Joy, listen, I just got a call from Michael Eisner. Where can I pick up some of this Parkinson's disease?
It's going to be a big ratings grabber.
Michael Eisner just called me up and ordered me to get Parkinson's immediately.
Yeah, and I have to do it, Joy. You know, he's Michael Eisner.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, my friend.
You guys rule. I got through, and I just want to say that you guys rule. I love your show, listening to you in Sacramento, cruising down the highway right now. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Are we beast?
You guys rule. You're bitchin'.
We're the beast. We're beast. Okay, thank you, my friend.
The beast or beast?
No, it's simply beast.
We're beast.
Beast.
All right.
Bestiality.
Beast.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I wanted to thank you because I listen to your show for 4 hours every day, and I beat off for 4 hours every day.
Right now, he's high-fiving his mate.
He's high-fiving his mate.
Did he say he beats off for yes. 4 hours a day?
Yes, the entire 4 hours. All 4 hours of the show.
Good for you, son.
Wow. Man, that's sore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Listen, have you guys seen the infomercial on a hair removal system called NADS from Australia? I'm serious.
NADS?
NADS.
No, I haven't.
You might be confusing that with the Tom Green special the other night.
Right, Tom Green's NADS.
So I'm serious. You watch this infomercial, and this lady comes out with an Australian accent. Ew, I've got NADS.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. We'll keep an eye out for you.
I am serious, too. The other night, Tom Green had one of his NADS removed.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Donnie.
Yeah, hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, Kathy Lee was also on the great Jack Diamond show this morning, too.
Yeah, as we mentioned yesterday, you know, one great phony talking to another great phony.
It was the funniest part about it was towards the end, they're trying to queue up her CD. And they're arguing to each other with about, I already got the CD already queued up, little buddy. What's the name of this song anyway? And they go ahead and play the song, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in the morning.
You mean that Jack Diamond actually played that stupid song, like not as a goof, but really played it?
No, he played the whole song in entirety.
Yes. Of course he did.
Well, what do you Absolutely. Expect? That's why she went on that show on the road.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day, boy.
Thank you for the update. Okay. Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don. Mike.
Please turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, very good. Hello.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you were talking about Toya the other day. How about her explosion?
Yes.
I was wondering if Toya can wrap them underwears up and mail them to me. I would cherish every moment I have. It would do that for me.
You want Toya's bloody underpants?
Yes, please.
All right, Toya, are you listening to this? Is Toya in the studio today, or has she been banished?
I think she's in the studio with Jim.
I heard Charlie Broyhill yell at her at lunch today.
Toya, you've got a super fan that wants your underwear.
All right, I'll put that call on hold for Toya. That's line number three for Toya.
Did you hear when Broyhill was yelling at her on the phone at lunch?
Yes, apparently she was late today, and, you know, Charlie doesn't like people to be late.
And I told you to be to work at 1.
Absolutely.
And he goes, all right. He answered the phone. He just looks at us, and he goes, she forgot.
He took it personally.
She forgot.
Just like we all do.
Oh, let me preview the brand new secret sound for you.
Oh wow. Good.
You know, in case you missed the end of the show yesterday, we did have a winner on the secret sound number 2.
Right.
That was the sound of a liquid soap pump.
Yeah, and it was much controversy following that that sound, but it was a good one. Yeah.
But in fact, that was the sound, and now for the first time ever, let me preview it for you. Secret sound number 3. This is a free listen for everybody right now.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
Now, unlike the first one, I got that right away.
Okay, what is it?
It's a staple gun.
Okay, I'll play it for you one more time.
Right. Caller, name this sound.
You know, one of these times we really are going to slip a staple gun in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just to F you guys up. Here it is again. That's the sound. That's your free listen for the secret sound.
They all sound alike now.
Sounds seriously. That sounds nothing like the liquid soap.
No, no, no. I agree with Buzz. They all sound alike.
No, listen again. Of course it's familiar. They're common, everyday sounds.
Yes, they are. It's going to be another exercise.
Yeah. I love it. It started again. Well, let's clear the lines. Clear the lines. Give someone out there a shot at the $500.
Driving me nuts.
Okay, you just heard it. Rob, it seems simple to me. Is it simple to you?
It is 10 times easier than the last one.
Well, congratulations, Alex Trebek. You too, Art Fleming.
It really is. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. Right now, you get the first shot at secret sound number 3.
I don't know.
Okay, break right here.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, and the news of the day from New York, we didn't address this in our opening. The news of the day is not Rudy Giuliani, and it's not Hillary Clinton. The news of the day is the Channel 2 weatherman.
Oh, yes.
Who got caught with coke last night.
I didn't hear that.
And got caught in between the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news.
Oh, my God.
And last night on Channel 2, when it was time for the news, they realized that this guy had been arrested. So the anchor lady had to do the weather last night.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly, of course.
On Channel 2. Yes, allegedly, yes, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Just like Rosie O'Donnell's bodyguard has allegedly applied for a gun permit.
Right. Wow.
You know, we hear an awful lot of stuff. We've only been in New York for maybe 5 hours this time.
We bring good news every time we come up here.
And already we heard tons of great stuff. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Did I get a winner?
Yeah, yes, we did. Thank you.
All right.
Let that be a lesson to you. Okay? You got to have a positive attitude.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to do some training in the middle of the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Have you already got caller 100?
Well,
you know, she sounds sweet.
Yeah, she does.
She does. But she's not being very assertive.
Be assertive.
I'm caller 100.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Hi, honey. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, where are you calling from?
Angie.
Angie. Angie.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Quantico, Virginia.
Darling, do you have Sega Dreamcast?
No.
No, okay. Well, then you've won Snapple.
Okay, great.
I want to give her a Sega Dreamcast game if she doesn't have Sega Dreamcast.
Silly.
You won the Snapple prize pack. Snapple available at delis and groceries nationwide. Check them out at www.snapple.com. But wait, Angie, there's more. You qualified for tomorrow's weekly giveaway. Tomorrow we're giving away a trip for two to Salt Lake City, Utah to see the Sundance Film Festival. Please be listening to the whole show tomorrow because you might win the trip.
Okay, great.
All right, now you're going to be the first person, the virginal sacrifice, the vestile virgin.
Oh, special moment.
Going for secret sound number 3. Did you hear it a couple of seconds ago?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
All right, well, here it is again. We'll play you the sound, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
NYCBG.
And we wish you... GS.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, Angie. And, of course, NYC BG is New York City Bob Goulet.
That's right, Doc.
And GS means
good speed. And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Angie, yeah. Beat the odds and tell us, what is secret sound number 3?
Oh, is it the cord from the ceiling fan?
The corn from a ceiling fan.
Oh, no? We're sorry.
That's what I thought it was, too.
I will tell you, Angie, that is a damn good guess. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I love your show.
Thank you.
I see you every day.
We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And please remember that every guess...
It's a clue for you.
For you. All right, hold on now. Let me see. 9-1. Oh, brother.
I want to try to call my wife.
That Angie was a sweetheart.
Because she has information... About my brother.
Oh.
Is everything all right? Well, I called today when we were en route to New York with an update about Sam and Fran, my parents.
Are they doing something again?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, God.
And before I call him, I want to call her to find out what it is.
They just don't get it.
Except I probably have called the wrong number.
The person you are calling is unavailable. To leave your name and a message, press 1.
Honey, if you can hear me, because I know you're in the car right now, if you're listening, call the station, and Jimmy will tell me, and he'll patch you through on the hotline. Because my wife has recently changed her car phone,
right?
And since I don't know what it is...
Jimmy's fingers are so long, she can just hand the phone to Jimmy. Wherever he is. I mean, if she's anywhere in the Washington metropolitan area, his fingers will reach her.
I think I had the phone number correct, because I know that I called Frida during the commercials, and I said, do the microphones sound the same?
I noticed, because I was using that phone before the show, you really have to press down on those buttons.
Yeah, it's not a standard broadcast issue telephone.
No, not by... And in fact, it's not even the kind of phone you'd want for home use.
Hey, Jimmy, is Mike Honey calling? Jimmy? Mike, was that you breathing I just heard?
I was just...
Was that you, Dennis?
I took a big breath because I was waiting for Jim McClure to answer. And Jimmy, thank you for that wonderful dead air.
Jimmy!
Or Toya?
Toya?
Whoever is in charge of the studio right now?
Ferris? Anyone?
Bueller?
Jesus Christ, what is nobody watching the board at home?
What is wrong with people?
It's autopilot.
Hello, whoever's in the studio at WJFK, open the microphone.
Hello.
What is going on?
Where have you been? Toya's been running the board, and she was busy trying to get a traffic report, so I just came running down to say hi.
Jesus Christ, listen, I swear to God. Oh, Man, if that girl wasn't having her period. I'm serious. We would just can her ass today. Well, listen, can she hear me now? Can you hear me, Toya?
Yes, Toya can now hear you.
Okay, I would like to speak to Toya. Toya.
You can hear Jimmy moving the microphone.
Toya, when we ask, hello, open the goddamn microphone and say hello.
Okay, darn.
No matter what you're doing.
Even if I was talking to your wife and putting her on hold?
How long does that take, Hoya. How long would
you
that take?
You turned her into a Georgetown student.
How long would that take? Well, put my wife on the line. Then.
All right, hold on.
Turn the microphone off and put my wife on the phone. Jesus Christ. I swear to God. Hello, honey. Honey?
Now she's hung up.
Who hung up, Toya or Frida?
I think Frida did, I hope.
No, I don't.
Jimmy? Jimmy?
Yes, Mike?
You're the one with more experience in there, right?
Honey, call back if you're listening right now.
I think she was trying to put her on hold, and it looks like her cell phone probably dropped. She's calling
Jimmy?
Right now. Here you go.
All right, put her on
the air.
The air
right now.
Hello, darling?
Jimmy, we're not done yet.
Darling?
It's me again.
Hi, honey. I apologize. We're surrounded by incompetence at WJFK. We truly are.
It's like trying to talk to the president. It makes me think you're important.
It's the blind leading the goddamn blind there.
Amen.
It's like the world's stupidest person talking to the world's second stupidest person.
Amen.
Okay, honey, listen.
Yes.
Please, God, please, give me Parkinson's now so I can have my farewell show.
You are tempting fate. I agree. That creeps me out when you do that.
Yeah,
don't ask God for a horrible
disease.
Listen,
God knows I'm kidding. Okay? God knows I'm kidding. But if I was ever struck with it, I promise you, I'd be in the boxing ring. I'd give you the sign-off show that you want.
I don't know. Someone
with Parkinson's just for you.
I'd have trouble handling that. I really
know you wouldn't.
You can't even handle it when you've got a cold. You are the biggest baby. If you've ever had anything serious, no one would want to see you in the boxing ring.
But honey, if I had something serious, I make you this promise, and you know this from me, I would exploit it for every cent it was worth.
Yeah, I do believe that, because you do leave, I mean, even around the house, you exploit your sicknesses to where you can't do anything.
I'm doing the opposite of Michael J. Fox.
Right.
I hate to tell you this, but I'm running and hiding. I get something horrible, and you're not even,
you
probably wouldn't
know. No, I'm going to bring in and prop you up with a stick. I want you coming into work with something wrong with you.
I know. I know you do. I swear to God, it would be hard. That's why I was so I was admiring Michael J. Fox, because I would think that if most people got a horrible disease, they want to go like to a mountain retreat somewhere and never be seen again. I would think but you're telling me you would be out here,
doing the show,
whatever the horrible disease was.
Absolutely.
All right.
Right.
All right then.
Got news for you. Sickness equals monster ratings.
You're right. That wasn't lost on the ABC execs.
Please give me a hangnail. Okay, that's not too bad to ask for, right?
Just do a 4-hour show going, ow, don't hurt me.
Give me a hangnail, God. Hey, God, if you're listening right now, give me a hemorrhoid. I've never had a hemorrhoid.
That's hard to believe.
Honey, I've never had one.
That's amazing. That's a miracle right there.
Have you ever seen blood in my underpants?
Well, you don't have to have blood to have hemorrhoids.
To be bloody.
Well, that would be the only way that I would have to prove to you that I've not had a hemorrhoid. I mean...
Oh, no, there's another way you can prove it to your wife.
I believe you.
No. Never had a hemorrhoid in my life.
Do you know the way I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, with iron and finger, right?
No, you could just bend over and show her.
No, I don't want to know.
See, if I can explain hemorrhoidal tissue, the rectal wall...
The rectal wall?
The rectal tissue becomes weak and actually comes out of El Duque.
Okay.
Most pregnant women have had one.
Because of the straining and stuff and the pressure that's being exerted by being pregnant.
I know you've had them, honey.
A lot of pregnant women have had that experience. Yeah.
I've had them, and I haven't been pregnant. Yeah.
Well, listen,
a lot of men who've read entire novels sitting on the commode have had them, too. I don't know that you do that, Mike.
Yeah, I do. I spend a lot of time on the bowl.
I just knew you had a reading rack in your bathroom.
Hey, however, you know what? No matter what bathroom habits we might be talking about here, nobody has worse bathroom habits than our son. I want to tell you what our son...
Really?
What our
He's talking about your bathroom habits now, Bart.
You know what our newest thing, his newest thing is with us?
What?
That he goes number two.
Okay.
And he forgets the flush.
Oh.
Now,
If
this happens,
you don't. And here's what's worse: he had a friend spend the night, and he blamed it on his friend.
Yeah, he blamed it on Alex. Now listen, if it happened once, you might say, you know what? Maybe he just forgot.
Right.
But it happens all the time. We're free.
Turn down the radio, Bart.
Frieda and I will go into his room, and one of us will scream and call the other one up there, and we'll go in and take a look, and we'll go, oh my God, what's wrong with that kid of ours? Right?
You make it sound like it's in his room. It's not like in the middle of the room.
No, but I mean in the toilet in his bathroom.
Yeah. I know, and it's not only that, it's in the guest bathroom sometimes.
That happens usually when too much time is spent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he does like the other day I did go in and I did find a Superman comic in there.
Well, you know what? And he's not going to like this. He's just hearing this now. But our cleaning lady comes today, and I didn't want her to have to run into that because I really take pity on anyone that has to accidentally bump into that. So I went into his bathroom, and he had magazines all over that place, every comic book in the world. So I took them all out to the garbage, Bart, and I threw every single one of them away.
Oh, Mommy.
Yes, I did. Even the ones from old-timey Superman.
Now listen, you're penalizing me.
I have asked him time and again, and then they just got thrown in the trash.
Frieda, wait a minute. Frieda, you are going to upset his digestive system.
Listen, you're upsetting me. You're throwing away my Superman comic.
Look, all I ask is that he flush it and keep that room decent.
Flush.
Yeah,
oh
it was flushed, but there were magazines all over, and that's the habit he gets from you. What, Daddy-O?
Listen, here's what I wanted to ask you about. I want to ask you about the call from my brother today.
Oh, your poor brother.
Okay, what did he say? Because you told me earlier today that he called when we were en route to New York. What did he say?
Well, you know, you've had the story about your brother having the restraining order against, to keep your parents just out of his life, which, it doesn't seem unreasonable, but now they're fighting it, and he has to go back to court on Tuesday because for some reason, God knows why, they don't want to be out of his life. They want to, all the things that he's telling me that they do to bother a friend and all that. Are you still there, Boo Boo?
Yeah, I'm here, honey. I'm listening.
Oh, good.
In a nutshell, my brother got a restraining order against my parents because my parents are so crazy, and it's been well documented, all the crap that they do to him.
Yeah, he claims, and I guess you have to say that it's just claiming, but knowing your parents, it's not hard to believe, but he claims that, they call and curse out his girlfriend, and they stopped her from getting an apartment by, calling the management of the apartment and call his work and all this kind of stuff, and he doesn't want them involved in his life, and now they're fighting it, and he has to go back to court to say that,
And the sad thing in all of this is really the reason that my parents are fighting this injunction with my brother is not because they want to be close with him and not because they want to mend the fences.
Right.
It's because they're concerned what other people think. They don't want other people to know that my brother had to get an injunction to keep my parents 500 yards away from him at all times.
That's amazing. That really is.
So now they're dragging his sorry ass back into court next week.
I think that'll be the end of it, though, because, I mean, if somebody wants somebody away and they're an adult, it doesn't matter what the family bond is. That's it. That's the rule.
And if you want somebody away and then that somebody goes to court to say, hey, listen, I don't want this injunction.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Why wouldn't you stay away from somebody who wants you away from them anyway?
Well, did you tell him to call the show today?
No, I didn't, Sugar Bear. He asked you to call him this weekend. I just left it at that. You call him if you want to.
All right, honey, I will. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
All right, listen, I don't care how you discipline the boy, but do not throw away my Superman.
They're in the trash, and by the time, they're going to be gone.
Honey, I'm serious. Those are very important to me.
Well, I'm sorry. Then you shouldn't allow Bart to see them, because you don't keep care of them either. So anyone who doesn't take care of things in our house, it gets thrown out, and that's the rule. And I got to go get Bart I'm on my way to pick up Clink from guard dog school now.
All right, that's the other big thing we're going through. We decided that our German Shepherd is too docile.
Right.
So we're now sending him to school.
He goes to private school.
To teach him how to be a good guard dog.
Ah, good guard dog.
And they have a school bus, only we signed up too late for the school bus.
so we have to carpool the dog to school every day.
What breed of dog drives the bus?
I had to pass
cook his lunch for him.
No, she does. She
puts, it really did make me want to cry. Of course, the little dog, he's just being homeschooled, the little baby. But Quaint has to go to a private school.
She
very
does,
well, it, you know, hard to get into.
She does put the big bag of, what is that, Iams dog food?
Yeah.
And she writes on it, Colonel Clink.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, honey. Love you.
Okay, love you too. Goodbye.
Hey, campers. It's good to see you. I'm Colonel Clink, and my mommy packed me some Iams dog food.
How dare she throw away my great Superman comics?
Really?
I was reading one of them this morning, as a matter of fact. One that my kid had sitting around.
Right.
From, like, 1960. A great imaginary Superman tale. And here's the tale. That when Kal-El... That's what it says, imaginary tale.
Here's the yarn.
when Kal-El was sent away from Krypton as it was exploding,
right.
A strange ray of light came through the sky. Mike, I don't care if you're interested in this or not.
I care.
If someone out there cares.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
Someone out there cares.
Talk to him. All right, what happened in the comic book?
Pull your socks up.
Okay, go ahead.
You do not miss the subtlest of body language from me after all these years.
No, I don't.
I look sideways for one.
You are bored. You're bored of Superman.
I am not.
Never mind.
And I'm all for getting your comic books back.
Never mind.
I truly am.
Never mind. Just never mind.
And I meant what I said about that digestive system. You know, are you like me? I can't go in there and function totally normally without something to read.
I've got to have something, even if I'm going in for a real quick, even if I'm going in just to make sure that, you know, everything's okay back there. Like, you think you might have a dollop back there? I will bring in the sports section of a paper that I've read 100 times already that morning.
Absolutely. You might find an ad in there that you haven't seen before.
Right.
Absolutely.
You're right.
True.
You're just going in sometimes just for a courtesy wipe.
Yeah, I just want to tell Frida, if she's listening right now, really, you start taking away the comic books, you know what the next step is? Constipation. Telephone.
All right, that must be Frida calling back. Hello. Hola.
Sugar Bear?
Yes, darling.
Mark's upset with me, so let me clarify. I exaggerated. It didn't happen that other time. It was only that one oversight. The comic books were thrown out. That part was true, but the other thing...
Right, I gotcha.
He's irritated with me, and so...
Well, honey, you should be pissed at me. I talked about it first.
I know. Well, he is. Believe me, he is.
No.
I mean, I'm just taking it on myself. He's, you know, I'm not alone in this.
It's too bad. He leaves craps on the toilets all the time.
Hey! No, he doesn't, and don't say that.
Oh, did he just say shut up?
Yeah, he did.
Did he just say shut up?
Yes, he did.
Why don't you,
you know what?
Why don't you tell him?
I don't blame him.
You know, please, come on. It's fine for everybody to out everybody in our family on this show.
No, what?
No, I'm not going to tolerate him saying shut up to me.
In this instant, I think he's right. I think we were out of line.
Well, then F you. Come on, F you. Please. What do you mean?
Wait, we were out of line. Ten minutes ago you were my partner in crime
on this discussion.
And I'm apologizing. And he just said, you know, and you can say F you to me, but he can't say shut up. What,
right.
You know,
I am married to you. He is my son.
You know what? I understood him because he's a teenager and
so am I.
And he doesn't usually say that, but for you to say F you,
honey,
I expect more out of you being a grown up.
Jesus. Please just don't throw my comic books away. I'm sorry that I said F you.
You know what? I'm flushing your comic books now.
Oh, God. All right, honey.
All right, goodbye.
I'm not pleased the boy said shut up. I'm really not.
She's gone.
You tell him, turn the phone off, Jimmy. You tell him, call him during the break, because it's not right. Boy shouldn't say shut up to his dad, even if his dad says something on the radio. Shouldn't. I'm sorry, shouldn't. Just shouldn't. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I find there's this little thread of absurdity through this entire thing that I'm finding a tad amusing.
Really? Hello. Your absurdity is my reality. I got to go back to that reality when we get out of New York, okay? Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And I was going to say, at least I'd be able to escape tonight to a night with my friends, but oh, no.
Oh.
No, don't. Well, I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
I love the fact that you just said that, though.
Tell you tomorrow.
Good for you.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Going out to eat with somebody else tonight.
That was my read on that situation.
Going out to eat with some radio guy tonight.
Making me a little uptight.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I just want to let you know that I'm very glad to hear that you're sending your dog to a private school, because as you know, in public schools, they teach the whole language method instead of the phone. So I'm just glad to hear that you're going to private school.
Yeah, once in a while we get a pretty damn good call. That's
sometimes
sure.
They come through.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they do. Okay, Jimmy, right now, let's do a break. We'll be right back.
Live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, everybody, we are back. Everything's fine.
Everything cool on the home front?
Yeah, of course. Frieda and I have always had an unwritten rule that whatever we say about each other, it's fair game.
Right.
But, you know, we've always tried to insulate Bart from that, and if he wants to be a part of the show, he's a part of the show.
Sure.
You know, that was, I guess, a secret that Mommy and I didn't know was a secret.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad everything was smoothed over. So he's pissed.
Yeah. Where does he get that from? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Well, I'll be done. I'm on the air.
Yeah, you're on the
Thanks
air right
very
now.
Very much.
Hello.
I have a compliment for Buzz. He sounds like a gentleman, and that's why his voice always sounds good.
You think Buzz is a perfect gentleman?
Well, yeah. Hey. And he has integrity.
Is this Jorge?
No, it's not. Oh. It's a Yankee calling from Greenville, South Carolina, and I finally got through, and I didn't have any crap to give you. Only I swear to God, your new sound, it won't get away. It's the same thing as yesterday. I swear it sounded like the same thing, only not digitally remastered.
The what?
Your new sound? To me, sounds like the same thing.
Oh, the secret sound. You think it sounds like the last sound?
The same thing as the last sound, only not digitally remastered.
Right. I want to get back to the issue of Buzz's integrity and being a gentleman.
Yes.
You say he has integrity and is a gentleman. Would you be including all of us in that,
or just Buzz?
Well, Buzz does it the most eloquently, the most often. You guys are being a little roughly. Spewacker, what's his name?
Yeah.
He's a pain in the butt.
Spewacker.
Yeah, he's a real pain in the butt.
Spewacker's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
He's a pain in the butt.
And you guys are funny, but you're kind of cruel. I mean, I don't know. You're fun. I listen to you every day.
No, we're not
going to
disagree.
Through.
You're absolutely right. We're kind of funny and kind of cruel.
Right.
Yeah, and you get off on it.
Oh, I get off on
it,
man.
Absolutely. Oh,
I get my nut off.
But Buzz is like he's just steady, you know? He's always there with proper information. He hardly ever speaks wrong or out of turn, you know?
Hardly ever, except when he's trying to find something on the internet.
And then I'm all thumbs.
No, because you still present it well. It's all in the presentation. You
but
got that voice and it carries.
Sir, just so I can get clear in my mind about this, you like the show, right?
Yeah, you guys have been bugging me a little lately, but yes, I've listened like constantly.
We're getting deeper here. Right. Okay, why have we been bugging you?
Okay. I actually changed my work this week since last Friday so that I could hear what happened to Dennis when he went to the prowl.
Right.
And I, like those other people, wanted to call and say, put the dang thing on, because I really wanted to hear it.
Okay,
so
well,
we wait and we wait and wait, and there's like a tease, and then we hear it, but it's still cool because it's Dennis and it's just fun.
No, listen, this is where you're wrong. Okay?
You guys get sidetracked. It's like you get...
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't get sidetracked. I'm hanging up on douchebags.
There you go.
Very good.
Show.
Please.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to scratch a little deeper there, and I did, and sometimes I regret that.
Hello. That's part of the magic.
Right.
Hello, of what we do, that we get sidetracked. Jesus Christ, what a boring show this would be if we came out and said, okay, here's what we're going to do today. At exactly 5 minutes after 3, we're going to take calls.
Right.
At 10 minutes after 3, we're going to discuss hemorrhoids.
Boring.
At 25 minutes after 3. No, come on.
Right.
Sidetrack. I'll sidetrack you asswife.
Let me tell you right now, sometimes when you scratch to get below the surface, you get a bleeder. That's a message for all you young broadcasters up there. You scratch it too much, it might just start gushing all over the place.
Please. And that, what pisses me off is the basis of his complaint was the Dennis Murphy thing, which, hello, sucks. It was awful.
You were holding off on
Why do you think I held it back? Because because I knew it sucked.
There you go.
But no, no, you people had to keep calling.
Don, why aren't you playing the Dennis Murphy thing? We want to hear Dennis Murphy at the prom.
That's right. I knew better. I'd heard it.
Right, yeah.
I knew it sucked.
Absolutely.
Awful hour of radio yesterday.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
There was some. If there was some way we could have just not played the tape, I would have done that, but too many people were calling saying, how come you're not playing the tape?
Well, let me use the verbal crutch here and say I want to go on record and and just say I think that guy was interested, just like he's probably interested quite often about what goes on with girls under the age of 18.
Oh.
And I think he was homo for Buzz.
Yeah, that too.
I really do.
I think both are possible.
No. I want to give you a little prostate check there, Buzz. Wait, what do you think, Speedwack?
I think he was homo for me.
Maybe.
Like but throwing rocks in the schoolyard.
Exactly.
But Rob, who isn't, huh?
Well, right.
Get in line.
Color me guilty. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sammy.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, my friend.
Do you know where I was yesterday?
Where, Sam?
I was over at Career Day at Madison High School.
were you there with Robbie Speedbump?
Well, no, I was at a different booth, all for kids who wanted to be linebackers, you know, and the athletic director at Madison High School came up to me and said, you know, Sam, we'd really like to get a radio station to do the radio rights for the Warhawk football game so we could have Rob Spiewak on play-by-play and on color commentary, Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
And when that idea fell through, what happened? What happened to that guy with that idea?
Yeah, he came up on the short end of the stick.
Oh, yeah. he sure did, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
Sam Huff.
Hey, way to get Warhawks in there, Sam. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hola.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Boo boo.
Yeah, I'm right here.
How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I called, and I'm not going to bust you guys' balls, I promise.
Okay.
But. First of all, I'm glad I got right through, because every time I try and get through with Speewack, that guy, he's a jerk.
Let me explain something to you. That's the second comment about Speewack on the phones. He's not on the phones.
Can I tell you that Rob doesn't answer the phones?
Who is it, then?
It's either Charlie Broyhill or Jimmy McClure.
Okay, well, I apologize to Rob, and it's either Broyhill or the other guy, so my apologies.
Rob, do you accept this man's apology?
Perhaps.
I'm sorry. No, I was calling because I'm commiserating with poor Barty. I mean, imagine going back to school.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Right.
Here we go.
My son's got it so bad.
Right,
he's got it so bad.
Okay, you feel bad. Because, God, all his friends are going to just bust his chops now till the school's out. So.
Yeah, right, sure. Sure they are. Listen, like I said to him, and I'm not going to discuss it more in depth because it simply brings more attention to it, which is not what my son wants.
But which really, in my opinion, is the reason this guy's calling.
But what I said to my son during the break was, in reality, if any of your friends at school came up to you and said anything about that to you, they'd probably laugh.
Right. That's true. You're right.
But, you know, I never would say anything knowingly about my son that would put him in a compromising position or make him the target of anything at school. And how dare you, you son of a bitch, why don't you send me your children and I'll raise them?
Oh, okay. Now,
why don't you do that? Put your children in a box and mail them to me.
With air holes. Put the air holes in there.
And well, I will
the reason I said it was because I've got a 10-year-old. She's a little bit younger than
Okay, send
than
them
Barty.
To me. Oh. Send them to me. I think on the whole, my kids turned out pretty good.
I'll tell you what I was going to say. She's starting to develop breasts. And
I don't want to hear about that.
No, I don't want to listen to that. So
I don't want to listen to you talking about your 10-year-old daughter.
You know,
I think that's creepy.
Come on, listen. That is a little oogie, don't you?
That is totally oogie. You're not normal.
Oh really? Because I want to talk about my 10-year-old daughter.
Yeah, you're not
Why
normal.
Why is that not normal?
You're not normal.
No. Here's what's not normal. What's not normal is wanting to talk about your 10-year-old daughter's boobs. That's what's not normal.
Well, why isn't that normal? She's going through puberty.
Yeah, it's just weird that you're calling a radio show to talk.
Well, no, because what I was going to tell you, if you'd let me finish...
Any shred of credibility you just had, and I'm a father of two daughters, and you are creeping me out.
Oh, I'm creeping you out.
Yes.
Well, wait till your daughters start to reach puberty, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
You know something? My wife is probably going to have to tell me that, okay, pal?
Oh, really?
Thank you very much. That's right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I'm very serious. Box up your daughter and send her to me.
Box her up and send her to me. Well, what would you do for her?
I would be glad to raise her as my own.
Really?
Well, first off, she would have a father who was not interested in her breasts.
Absolutely. How could you turn this into me being interested in her breasts?
Because you brought it up.
That's what you said.
And doesn't mean I'm interested. It means that it's one of those anatomical facts that you just happen to notice as a parent if you care about
it. No. Listen, hold on. You notice that your 10-year-old daughter has breasts, and you don't think that's weird?
That she's developing breasts. It's like
My God! Somebody, Star 69, this guy, we got a perv of the highest regard on the phone.
You know, if you think that's normal, you got problems.
Well, what do you mean? Well, what are you saying? All I was trying to say was that one day I have this little girl who I've, you know, coached baseball, I've done all these things, and the next thing I know, I turn around and she's becoming a young woman.
For the last time, as a parent, even though that stuff is apparent to you, meaning that it's obviously something that you see, you don't register that and then process that.
And then call a radio
station.
Say,
you know what, geez, my daughter who's 10 is starting to develop breasts.
It's just a little weird. You can understand that.
Well, actually, I really don't think it's that big of a deal. But what I was going to say was that, you know, I made a comment to her.
That's normal.
You will make the same comment to your daughters, too.
That's normal. So what did you say to your daughter? God, you're sad.
No.
God damn it, you are looking hot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I got wood from it too. No. All I said was that I made a passing comment and she was mortified.
You know, let me tell you something.
Shocker, she was mortified.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me that you make a lot of passing comments.
She was mortified. She was mortified because her daddy was commenting on her breasts.
Yeah, I think the best advice for daddy would be, shut up!
Well, I'm learning.
No wonder she was mortified.
Well, the only other comment that I was going to make...
No, hold on. You know what your problem is?
What's my problem?
You don't do this for a living. But I can tell by listening to you that you truly love the sound of your own voice.
Oh, God.
And you're not a good listener, and I can tell that.
It's the me show, I know. This is all about me.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
That's why you stay on the line and you just keep digging and digging and digging.
No. The only other thing I was going to say was that you guys tend to bust everybody's balls who call you now. I mean, you give no one a break.
I'll tell you who we don't give breaks to are guys who call this show and say that their 10-year-old daughters have nice breasts.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the show as a whole, we are complimentary to those who deserve it.
Right.
I never made a value judgment on my daughter's breasts.
There was a guy.
I just said that they were.
Hold on a second. I'm going to address your last criticism because there was a guy at the end of the last segment who called up with one of the funniest lines I've heard in a long time on this show, talking about the whole language program for the dog in the training program, the public and private school. We didn't bust his balls. We actually gave him a round of applause. Do you think that was busting everybody's balls?
Oh, I didn't hear the segment.
You didn't hear.
The guy who called and had the joke about John McCain
that guy was funny.
He was funny. And you didn't bust his balls.
Right.
It just seems like in listening lately,
that's the second.
A lot of the callers, you just
okay.
You
listen for the last time. Do you understand me? Listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is a radio show that reflects real life.
Yeah.
Okay. When douchebags call us,
like me, I suppose.
Yes, just like you.
Okay.
We treat them the way they deserved to be treated.
And you know something? The difference is we get our balls busted just as much as they do. People.
Yeah.
Call in to bust our balls. You've heard this show. It happens all the time.
You know, you're living in that fantasy world where you think, hey, on the radio station, how come everybody's not playing nice? Well, I got news for you. This radio show is like real goddamn life.
Right.
Do you really think that you could walk up to someone who you just met and say, hey, my daughter's 10, she has nice breasts, and that person would say to you, oh, that's nice?
You know, I never said that.
That person would say, F you perv.
How did you turn my comment into something like that? I mean,
I will tell you right now, just when you brought up the subject and you didn't
hold on, let me put this guy on hold.
All right.
Hold on. Must be the hotline ringing.
Hello? Hola?
Hello?
Well, now, why were you playing the sound effect of the phone ringing?
Pardon?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Who is this?
Was this Charlie?
No, this is Don and Mike.
Oh, hey, it's Marv Albert.
Marv Albert.
Marv, hold on a second, please. Hold on a second, please, Marv.
Jesus Christ.
Charlie,
we need some help here. Hold on a second. I thought Marv Albert's calling us tomorrow.
Surprise.
I'm in the middle of yelling at this guy on the telephone, and Marv Albert is calling up.
Okay.
All right, so are we...
Hold on. Put Marv Albert on hold, please, Jimmy, and turn off the telephones for a second. Hold on. Now, Charlie Broyhill, can you come here for a minute, please? Please?
We're trying.
Please come here for a minute.
We are trying.
Hi. I thought Marv Albert's calling on the wrong day, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay, good. Would you straighten that out with him, please?
That's what I was doing until you called me in.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Charlie.
And was that Jimmy that was responsible for putting him on hold?
I have no idea.
Was somebody besides you responsible for
putting who on hold?
Putting Marv Albert on hold?
He's calling JFK.
Okay. That's why that phone line with Marv Albert on the other end was open for eight minutes.
Right.
All right. Just checking.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can I just finish what I was going to say to this guy? What I was going to say to you, and you didn't say it specifically, hey, my daughter's got great breasts. You didn't say it like that. The very fact that you brought it up oogied me out as a father of two girls and oogied Don out as a father also. It just kind of oogied me out that you brought up the subject. That's what we were saying.
All I'm saying, Mike, is that you will notice your daughter's entering puberty. Whether or not you make a verbal comment to someone
I don't doubt that.
I was trying to say, please don't.
Right. And I was saying
to you.
You
can think I'm a weirdo or whatever, but I don't want you... I don't want to hang up you guys thinking I'm a pervert.
Too bad, we will. And I would say to you, before you make a blanket statement about the show, about how we treat people, try listening to an entire show. We take more live, unscreened telephone calls than anybody else.
And I listen to you guys' show all the time.
And if you think that you can take 300 to 400 telephone calls a day, 99% of them that are unscreened, and be polite and be nice to everybody, you're kidding yourself.
And when you compound that over having done it for 15 or 20 years,
right.
I get your point.
Okay?
Okay.
Please.
Sorry, guys.
Please.
I am a fan, truly.
Oh, you sound like a giant fan.
I swear to God, I am a fan.
Well, if you're a fan, you know, cut us some slack.
I'm sorry.
Please.
I apologize.
Is this the same guy that originally called just to say that Buzz's microphone was nice?
No,
this is a different guy.
To
talk
different
about
guy.
Your son.
Oh, right. Butt out.
Let's don't talk about him anymore.
Butt out.
Okay.
Go away.
I'll talk about my son whenever I feel like it.
Okay.
And you keep your eyes off your daughter's
face. I will do that.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Please. Lighten up. I like that. That was all. That was tidied up at the end there. We tied that into a nice... We finished that. There was closure.
Right.
There.
Listen, I'm sorry. This show is real. And maybe there's some of you out there who can't grasp that concept. And you should listen to a radio station where, you know, it's always... Johnny in 95.
And I will admit that I have been a little testy lately, and it's one reason. There's only one reason.
What?
It's Tim McWilliams.
Well, I know you're pissed at him.
Thank you very much.
That I do know.
Thank
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on that guy. I grew up in a family with three girls, and my dad would never comment on our breast, a bra, nothing.
Of course he wouldn't.
I mean, I had to ask him for money for a bra one time, and he was so embarrassed he just hands me the credit card and was like, go buy what you need.
You know, of course, honey.
I'll tell you right now, I know that the good parenting thing to do is that you're supposed to be open with your kids, and you're supposed to, you know, tell them all the ropes, you're supposed to explain everything to them, but that's what mommy's for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll tell you right now, even thinking of the future, and that it just, first of all, it scares the crap out of me, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Honey, I remember when I was coaching your little league team, man, you got a hell of a rack for a 10-year-old, honey. I want to tell you something.
You know, and he didn't say it like that, but
no,
just the fact that he even brought that up.
Yes,
it was.
Yeah.
It was on a radio show. It was just a little creepy,
right?
I mean, of course you noticed, but it should not be discussed aloud.
Absolutely, which is what we tried to say to him.
Yeah,
what we tried to say to him.
And you know, if I sound like I'm a scared rabbit, it's because I don't know
who you are.
What the hell?
You should be.
I know. Yeah. You're doing fine.
Yeah, I've got great daughters. They're wonderful, and you know, it's my wife and two girls. I'm surrounded by broads.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Long ashes, gentlemen.
Right on. Hello there. Hello.
I just lit up a Romeo and Juliet, and I thought about that.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, have you guys heard the promos for the Stan the Fan show where he's playing his calls with Tommy Joe Gavin?
Tommy Joe Gavin. Maybe he's not the same Tom Gavin.
Is it our Tom Gavin?
No, the guy doesn't say his name. It's just, you know, a guy. It's obviously Tom Gavin. It's Tom Gavin talking about how the biggest thrill of his life was meeting the mascot for some MSL soccer team. And Stan the Fan is saying...
Let me just hip everybody with the fact that Stan the Fan is this low-rent disc jockey on our Baltimore station.
Horrible.
He's awful.
Well, I don't care. But thank you for the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
He did break a cardinal rule.
Enjoy your cigar. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
This is Roman Polanski. Can you get me that guy's phone number, please?
Yeah, he gets it. Yeah, absolutely.
He does.
There you go.
Oh, Christ. Got it for you. Thank you, RP. Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, and how about Marv Albert checking in the middle of all of that?
Kind of interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, hello, it's calling for Don and Mike.
yes, it's Marv Albert.
That's tomorrow. Marv is going to be on the show tomorrow to talk about the Knicks, who play tonight.
Yeah, he was 24 hours early.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just saw my son for the first time in a while in the shower, and looks like he's developing a nice set of nuts.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy, we're doing great, thank you.
Listen, I got an 8-year-old, and his balls are starting
all right,
to drop like
okay,
my grandma.
Okay, come on. Okay. Although he was working a Matt Elliott joke in.
Yeah.
The balls are dropping like the grandfather. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment about that pervert who just called.
Yeah? So what about him?
How much of a pedophile he is.
All right, thank you. What is that, Rob? My brother's on the warm line?
He's on the warm line.
My brother is on the warm line.
Good.
All right.
This show just keeps going.
It sure does.
That's right.
But boy, Mike, it would be better if we just stick to the script.
I know.
If we would just stick to a schedule. If we wouldn't just go hither and yither.
I'll tell you, a 400-page script every day, and you just take it and throw it in the garbage.
If we had a nice big script, and if only we were nicer to our callers, man, then we'd have the world on a string.
I'll tell you, Buddy and Sally would be a lot happier, too.
Hello?
Hey, dude.
Well, everybody, here's my brother, Jim.
Jimmy
Frieda told me that you called today. What is the latest on our crazy parents?
Oh, geez, they got me going to court next Tuesday.
All right, you know what? I'm up on a break. Can you call back after the break?
How long?
How long is our break, Rob? 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, call back. Call collect if you have to. All right, thank you. Now, the other Jimmy. Jimmy McClure. Let's break it. We'll come back and get my brother's story right after this.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got everything straight with Marv Albert.
Ah, very good. Is he going to be on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow he's going to call us. Because the Knicks play tonight against the Pacers, and we'll get Marv on the show tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, thank you.
I just have a comment on that last moron that called and went on about how hardcore you are.
Yeah, baby.
And from a woman's perspective, I'm in Sacramento, and I was turned on to you guys maybe about 8 or 9 months ago, and I was shocked at the way you guys present your radio show at first. And so many people consider it hardcore. I personally am really into it because you guys say what anybody would want to say. And I'm shocked half the time because you just bust out with it. And I admire it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you call everybody who deserves it a moron.
Right.
And that's what everybody wants to do.
Except you, you sweet young commodity.
You're turning me on.
Oh, you sound like a very strong-willed, strong woman. A woman who knows what she wants and goes and gets
baby.
It.
Yeah, baby. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to let you know. Thanks.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
See, when a strong-willed woman agrees with us, it turns us on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, she just took the words out of my mouth, man. I just want to say that you guys have one of the best radio stations, if not the best. The best I've ever heard, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, my friend. Mike, the accolades are pouring in for us all of a sudden.
And while that was a very kind thing he said, it had none of the impact of the previous call.
No, absolutely not.
He's turned on too, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Is it me?
Yes.
Oh, my name is Matt Bouillon. I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hey, Matt Bouillon, great cubes.
That's
hey.
Right, chef. How about some crawfish étouffée?
No, some bon crawfish, chef.
Hey, hey, bonjour.
Hey, les éléments troulés, fipitain.
Hey, merci, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, hey, I just want to say one thing.
Right.
Coulonjo!
Okay, thank you. That was some guy from Louisiana calling us.
I bet it was something dirty.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hope so.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Hi. Make it fast, please, because my brother is back on the other line.
I got a question for you about how in your opening you've got two times telling people not to call in with their radio up, but you constantly tolerate it and tell them to turn their radio down. That guy was busting your balls for saying you don't let your talk, your listeners talk. But you tolerate that all the time, and it just drives me insane.
Hey,
you know, that guy was busting your balls for saying you don't let your talk, your listeners talk.
He was being funny because he turned his radio up then.
That drives us nuts, too.
Let's go to the hotline now, where I believe my Earth Dog brother is back. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey.
All right, dude. Thank you for waiting through the stop set. This is my real-life brother, Jim.
Dude.
Now, do you live in Wisconsin now or Illinois?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yeah. Yeah, hey there in Wisconsin. So, the deal is, and this is played out, of course, over the show, my mom and dad are crazy. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, we've known that it's been documented for years.
They're freaking out of their minds.
Tell them the stories about your parents.
So, what my brother has done is he had to get an injunction, a restraining order, to keep my parents away from him because my parents are crazy. Now, the latest is, tell me what they're doing in retaliation to your order, which you had. How long ago did you get this thing, this restraining order?
Last September.
I always thought that a restraining order was something people can't, a restraining order is what it is.
Right.
And it's just designed to keep people away, but they're challenging it?
Yes. Now that they came up here Monday, they've driven past the house, which is in violation for one. Then they went to court yesterday and got it back in court. They want to get the restraining order vacated.
Now, why would they possibly want the restraining order vacated? It is certainly not...
They just want to get under my skin. Like we discussed before, it's a power trip. If they can get it vacated...
But legally...
They've won that round.
But legally, what grounds? What grounds are they...
Well, they certainly couldn't say, Jimmy, it's because they want to be close to you.
No, the three reasons they stated on the sheet was because I am not an Illinois resident now, which the cop that delivered the paper today and my attorney, I got my attorney working on this. Now.
Right, good.
East, they all said, hey, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
I was in
right.
Illinois when it got started. It doesn't matter. It covers all 50 states.
All right, now what was
number
the second
two
point?
Is they say that Rachel...
That's my brother's daughter.
That I do not have custody of her. And I do, in fact, have joint custody and joint placement.
You know, let me just break in here. I'm certainly no attorney. But what the hell... would who has custody of your daughter have to do with a restraining order against mom and dad?
They violated the restraining order twice now. At Christmas, they sent Rachel a Christmas present and a card. And that was in violation. They are not allowed to contact me or Rachel by phone, by mail, or in person.
And lest anybody think that we're being hard on our parents.
Well, anybody that knows the history.
Yeah. They're certifiably, they're loony. I swear to God they are. They're
And then the third reason is that they're saying that all of the accusations, the things that I had said in the original order, like they hired a private detective to follow Jamie and all this, they say it's all BS. How could they do that living 1,400 miles away?
It's still, with all that, I mean, if the fact of the matter is you don't want to have any contact with them, that's your decision, and if it has to be enforced, I would think the judge would back you up
100%. Yeah, what has your lawyer said?
I just dropped off. I called him today because I have today and tomorrow off. I'm starting a new job Tuesday, and now Tuesday I have to go to court.
And what is he from say?
No, it's not him.
Stay cool.
It's not him.
Stay cool.
Right. Oh, it's not him.
What does your new lawyer say?
He just told me to drop all the paperwork and all the paperwork I had from September and everything. And the letter, the crazy letter I told you about Francis sent to the judge that I was a woman hater and all this other stuff, I give him all that. Plus, I got an audio tape where I taped Francis last year.
Oh,
and
yeah, I know.
It contradicts everything that she wrote to the judge.
Oh.
She says on the tape, yes, I hired a detective.
Oh.
paperwork,
this,
she said.
Is this like something you would see on goddamn One Life to Live?
I'll tell you, it sounds like your brother's doing his homework.
Well, now with the attorney, see, I was kind of scared because I didn't know what the court would do last year. And, you know, it worked out. I got the restraining. But now I got my attorney on this. And hopefully we're going to get somewhere on it. Like I say, they're in violation of two different counts. I got documentation of Francis lying to the judge in a letter, and I got her contradicting that letter on tape. Hopefully we'll get somewhere now.
You know, it's just
hopefully
too
the judge will say, keep the hell away from your son.
It's too friggin' ridiculous. And their bottom line, what do you think the bottom line reason is? That they just
want to get under my skin, and like I said, it's a power trip. If they can get it vacated, then they have won round number 496.
Wow. Jesus.
You know?
That's so sad in a way.
All right,
it
really
is. It is.
All right, man. Now, hang in there.
I know.
Hang in there.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. I love
you. I want to tell you, too, I'm starting a new job. I'm going back on the road.
Oh, you driving the 18-wheeler again?
Yeah, I'm driving a big old fancy Peterbilt again.
On a roll of trucking convoy.
I'm going to be mainly running upstate New York. So maybe I'll drop in New York.
Wow. You know, there was a gigantic bit of silence there.
Come on to New York City, man. Have a meal.
What the hell?
We could do the show from the truck again.
I'd love to. I'd love to drive that truck.
Something tells me we'd have a little more trouble getting your truck to the studio in Midtown Manhattan than we did in Fairfax.
There. I've been there. I took my 18-wheeler last year right downtown Broadway in Times Square.
Really?
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
I got pictures of it.
Jimmy, if you can bring your truck. We're on West 57th Street.
Okay, I know where that is.
If you can bring your truck to 888 West 57th Street.
Right, we'll go down and
see. Any day, we'll come down and do the show from your truck.
Hey,
I mean, I thought you were kidding.
No, do you know where Hunt's Point is?
No.
Hunt's Point?
No, I don't. No. I know.
I don't know where it is, but I'll be going to Hunt's Point and stuff. I'm going to be carrying cheese.
It's Mike's place. Right.
All in cheese.
Mike Hunt's place. All right, well, let me know when you're going to come up here.
All right, I'll do
all right.
That.
All right, goodbye. I love you.
Hey, call me this weekend.
All right.
Don't forget.
Okay, I won't.
I can't believe he drove his truck to the middle of Midtown.
All right, I'll see you later.
Cool. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think we give him a lift when we talk to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I really think it is
like psychotherapy for him to be able to call the show and get that off his chest.
There are moments with all the craziness when we're, you know, I know we're doing a comedy radio show here, but I will tell you right now, there are moments that is just goddamn sad.
Yeah.
That really is that parents would put a child through that crap.
I know.
When really, I mean, I'm saying that because I've heard, you know, for anybody that's just listening, with what they've done to you and what they've done to him, and that they just continue to do that, it's a level of
telling you they
cruelty
are
that I don't get it.
They're nuts, man.
Wow, man.
They're really nuts.
He wants to be left alone. Leave him alone.
Yeah, man. He's nuts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Body.
Hey, Body. Hi.
Got to tell you about an experience I had last night.
All right.
I'm dining at the Palm in Tyson's Corner, and I'm enjoying my 4-pound lobster, and I look up, and I see two faces staring at me from Mike O'Mara and Don Geronimo.
Yes, we're up in the Palm restaurant, right?
I've never seen a photo of you guys, but I'm a regular listener, and I want to know how much those sketches actually look like you.
Is it the one? Do I have a beard?
Yes, you do. You have like a goatee.
I think that's the most probably. That's more accurate than the one that's at the downtown Palm.
Do we both have? Because I want to know if we both have beards.
No. Don's got a brush cut with no beard, I think.
No,
Mike's on, when you're looking at it, Mike is on the left and Don is on the right.
I don't know. Hold on. What, Robbie?
You should both have facial hair because that's the new picture. That picture is only like.
Is it underneath Batman?
Yes, it is.
That's the new picture.
Yeah,
that's the newest one.
No, the new picture doesn't have facial hair on it. I don't have facial hair on it.
Yes, you do.
No, the new picture was the one that we took where we're both standing up.
You know, maybe you're right.
Well, shut your head.
Well, Rob, you fake signed those pictures a million
remember
times.
Remember, Rob, I told you to draw a beard on me? Do you remember?
You know what? You're right. It was that last batch, and
right.
There was a picture of the three of you guys and the picture of just...
Yeah, you're right. So Mike does not have a beard in that picture.
Do you think they'd ever let me give me permission to go into the Palm
and draw yourself
take a
beard?
Sharpie?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. I'm going back tonight. I'll order some gravy, and I'll fix you up.
Please. No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Say, I grew up in the Bronx, and not too far from Hunts Point. I can tell you exactly what you can find down there. During business hours, there's a huge warehouse district. Trucks go through there in and out of there all the time.
Okay.
After hours, it turns into a big old hole strip. By nothing but prostitutes on Hunts Point.
No wonder my brother goes to Hunts Point.
So I figured you guys would be interested. Yeah. All right, I talk to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
What was the name he used to have, your brother used to have for hookers? There was some name he had.
Lot lizards.
Right. Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
And that's what he used to call the whores at truck stops. Yes.
Right.
Right. Lot lizards.
That's what they're called.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's your lesbian.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
I'm Cheryl the Big Dyke, but I've lost a couple pounds, and my doctor said that if I keep doing this, I might be able to get off insulin and be healthy and live a long time.
Cheryl, hold on, please. Mike has an important message.
I'm so honored.
It was horrible. I know the one before was better.
It was awful.
You couldn't work up a good one for me.
I apologize.
Next time, eat some sauerkraut and tell me when to call.
I tell you, it's got a certain quality.
I gotta tell you something. When those people are calling,
hold on, Cheryl. Hold on a second.
I swear to God, every time we come up to New York, there's something I forget to pack. And
I know.
This time it's Lysol.
Right. Oh, I'm telling you, Mike, that is a Hooters fart all the way. We ate at Hooters today before the show. Jesus Christ.
Wow,
oh my God, that is an orangey.
Yeah. And Buzz wishes he was facing the wall now.
That is an orangey Hooters like smell.
I'm very sorry.
That fart that's hanging in here.
I'm very sorry, hanging.
Oh my God. Cheryl, yes.
Anyway, thank you. I feel honored that it came while I was on the phone with you. I am going to go to the beach house this weekend and check it out with Dave the Fag. So we'll just have like straight girls and queers. It'll be fun.
Wonderful.
Good, all right.
Also, I wanted to tell you, first of all, thanks, Rob, because I am losing weight, and you are, I have to attribute it to you. But when these guys were calling earlier about you busting balls.
Yeah, sorry.
It's the best part of the show. It makes me laugh. It makes me laugh out loud. And if you didn't bust my balls, I wouldn't be as happy of a caller as I am.
Well, I'll tell you, you got some balls to bust.
I know, and also, they were talking about facial hair before. I got some of that, too.
There you go, baby.
Not much.
Don't kid yourself. All right, goodbye. Goodbye, darling.
She got what she wanted.
Please.
She got more of a beer than I did.
Oh, man, my stomach's upset.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Amen.
Hello.
Dynamite?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I got to bust your balls. I'm sorry, you're getting too much praise from everybody else. Against my better judgment, I went and rented The Sixth Sense thinking that, so what? I knew one little tidbit about the movie.
Is this another
God,
Sixth Sense
call? It was the whole movie you ruined. That has the potential of being one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
The moral of the story is go see the movie when it's in the goddamn theater.
Hey, you know what? You know what I heard? I heard the gladiator dies.
What?
Oh, I heard you guys ruined that already. You don't worry. Next time a movie premieres, I'll be the first one there.
Oh, my God.
And I'll be the first caller on your show.
All of you Sixth Sense people, please, let it go. Let it go. It was one offhand comment.
It had
comment.
Such potential. That was great.
One comment that has ruined millions of lives.
I see dead people.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You see dead people, Charlie?
Uh-huh. Yep. Big paybacks under my bed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I'm trying to rescue these poor guys from their barrage there. I wanted to talk to them about the Pop Rocks.
Yes. What two guys do you want to rescue?
Yes, darling. Who do
Don
you want
and
to
Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes,
Don and Mike show. Would you like to talk to them?
That would be great.
Yes, and who is this, please?
My name is Amy.
And Amy, where are you calling from?
Alexandria.
And Amy, it's a great thing you're calling today. Are you aware that today is Dumb Cunny Wednesday? Or excuse me, Dumb Cunny Thursday?
At least I know what day it is.
She got you there.
All right, yes. Obviously, this is us, honey.
Here I was trying to help you guys out because these jackasses calling you.
All right, let's start fresh.
Now we want to start fresh. You can step on me, and I was calling to help you out, and I wanted to talk about BJs, but no, it's Dumb Cunny Wednesday, Thursday.
No. Listen, it's only Dumb Cunny Wednesday, Thursday when you're talking to us and you don't know you're talking to us. That's all.
But now if you want to change the subject.
Well, usually when I call in, I get that Lisa chickie, and no offense to the thong woman, but whatever.
Oh, okay. You got some issues, huh?
She sure does, man. Listen, what can we do for
you? I called in because a while back, you guys were talking about, somebody was called in and everybody was giving these tips on things to do for great BJs and stuff. And the Pop Rocks came up.
Yes, right. Someone did call and say it would make a great BJ if a girl had Pop Rocks in her mouth.
Yeah. So I heard this. I'm like, I love Pop Rocks. And okay, so we're going to check this out. And we tried this the other night and kind of got, no big deal.
Try Altoids. Altoids.
Listen to Altoids. Buzz.
My question really is, so then he reverses saying, I wonder if this would work on a woman. And I was wondering if anybody had ever tried that or had any thoughts on it.
Mm. Well, it might be a little dangerous.
I can't believe I called you a dumb Connie. You're a smart Connie. You really are.
He thinks.
No, I mean that. It's a compliment, honey.
Can you hear how we have all just relaxed?
And suddenly we're all thinking about opening a box
a
little envelope.
A packet.
A Pop Rocks.
Right.
Putting them down there.
And letting them do their stuff.
Yes, letting them snap, crackle, and pop.
Well, see, the convenient thing is we kept an extra because I bought two flavors. So now I still have this flavor at home, strawberry. And we're thinking about testing it out. But wanted to get some second opinion to see if anybody had actually tried it yet.
All right, thank you. You're a good caller. I take that back. You're a wonderful caller. Call anytime.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
See how calm we all are now. All it takes is just one dumb cunning.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I never say dumb cunning.
New yeast-flavored Pop Rocks. Hello.
Scrubbing bubbles. These are not the best Pop Rocks I've ever tasted.
Hello. These taste like fish. Oh, so that's an awful cell phone. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Running back into the candy store.
Don and Mike.
These aren't right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Great. I wanted to get your opinion on the Tom Green cancer special.
Oh, listen. So, now I'm so conscious of busting people's balls. But I'll do it anyway. We've already discussed it.
I am sorry. I just
already
tuned
discussed
in.
It.
I just tuned in, and I'm a great fan of your show, and I guess I'll tune in earlier than usual.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
We discussed it yesterday, though.
So tune in yesterday.
Right. Thank you, Bus.
Stay late.
Yesterday. Thank you.
Cunny Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You know what? He saved himself. There.
And my mind is still back at the candy store.
Toe tapping, touch tones right there. Clear these lines out. Time for a call 100 and your second chance at cracking. Secret sound number 3, which is worth $500. We'll clear the lines to give everybody an equal chance. Be the 100th caller right now, 877-365-3636, and we'll be right back.
From the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, Gumati. She sure do hang around a lot.
Yes, she does.
Hey, Dean.
Yes. Good night, Gumati. What was Richard telling you Gumare means?
Gumare is how you pronounce the word.
I thought it was Kumare.
No, it's no, Gu. Gumare.
It's Gumare.
Gumare.
Gumade?
And that means godmother.
Which is why, like Tony Soprano would say, I'm going to go see the kids Gumare. What? The whole tray? What?
I got to go see my Gumare.
Gumare.
Hey, Gumare.
You know, we just played that stupid Britney Spears coming back from the break.
Right.
And two things about I read about her today. First, incidentally, when she was 10, she had great... Her album, Oops, I Did It Again, was number one, sold 1 million copies last week.
She's a successful young lady.
Almost 1.5 million copies. And this is what gets me about her. This is nothing against her. This is about Billy Corgan.
Okay.
Billy Corgan is breaking up the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, the Smashing Pumpkins are going to disband.
Okay, and here's why Billy Corgan says he's breaking up the band after 12 years.
Because he doesn't have any hair?
No. Look, there's nothing wrong inside the band,
right?
Billy Corgan says. But the way culture is and stuff, it's hard to keep trying to fight the good fight against the Britneys of the world. Now, I'm certainly not going to stand up here and say that Britney Spears' music is great, but
it's bubblegum.
You know, listen, Billy Corgan, if you can make a better album that people want to buy,
absolutely,
go ahead.
Right. What he's saying, I guess, is that their music is too sophisticated,
right,
for the tastes of the average person.
Right. And then,
but I mean,
and
that's the way it's always been, and you just keep plugging, and you find your audience.
I got news for you, Billy Corgan. The last good album you did was that album that had that Tonight, Tonight, Tonight on it.
Right.
The double album. That's the last good record. He just ran out of hit records.
That's probably what it is, and that's a good excuse. It's a little sour grapes.
Yeah, it sure is. There's just too many Britneys out there.
I think what he ought to do is grow some hair, and he ought to jump into one of those red jumpsuits that Britney has in her latest video.
Yes.
Which everybody knows. Everybody knows that red
Oops,
jumpsuit.
Oops, I did it again.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the white outfit she wears at the very beginning when she's laying on the table that's spinning around?
It's very, very, that's what Billy Corgan needs to do.
That's right.
He needs to get some breast implants.
Should have started when he was about 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and my show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What is your name, please?
Thomas. How you doing, Dominic?
Hi, Thomas. Doing great. Where are you calling from?
Calling from outside D.C.
Thomas, do you have Sega Dreamcast?
I do not.
Okay, then enjoy your Snapple.
I will take the Snapple gracefully.
Snapple prize pack available at delis and groceries nationwide. Check them out on the net at snapple.com. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for tomorrow's weekly giveaway. Tammy Sachs, the wonderful Tammy Sachs.
She's the greatest.
Who really would be the best Gumade?
Oh, this is the best trip you guys have.
If possible, Tammy would be the number one Gumade choice. Nobody tell Nadine that.
Okay. Maybe I'll take it with me.
Tammy's hooked up a trip for two to Salt Lake City, Utah this week to go to the Sundance Film Festival. That's a great prize.
That is a fantastic prize.
Give that away on tomorrow's episode, so please make sure you're listening.
I will.
All right, here we go for the big money for $500. The brand new Secret Sound. You'll be one of the versatile players. We wish you Godspeed.
All right.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Big Robert Goulet.
And good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, the brand new Secret Sound. Not to be confused with the previous Secret Sound. This is a Secret Sound we've never played before.
The odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah! Oh, yes! Oh, my God, yes!
For $500, what is that sound?
Is it turning off a light bulb with a string?
No.
Oh, weird.
The guy who guessed before the ceiling fan cord, so he said that was a good guess. So I
thought that was a good guess.
It was a good guess, but no. I might have just...
Oh, to heck with that, you.
I might have just been saying that. Why? What did Rob do?
Gave me kind of a mock thumbs up, yeah, way to go, brainiac.
Yeah. No, listen, when I said that was a good guess, I was lying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was lying.
Buzz had a guess.
Really?
I did. I should write it down, I guess.
What is your guess, Buzz? Write it down, please.
See, unlike me, Buzz gets a guess, and he's patient enough to keep it to himself.
I don't know if this is right, and it is early in the game, but let me throw that one in.
No, it is not,
no.
Buzz.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Not even close.
All right.
Damn it.
I'm relying on Buzz because my brain doesn't work anymore.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Here we are.
Yeah, New York City.
888 57th Street.
7th Avenue.
7th Avenue.
There you go.
Well, all I know is we're in New York. And tonight, while the boys are all going out, I have the thrill of going out with a radio guy.
I know you're very excited about it.
A radio guy who shall remain nameless for now and may remain nameless on tomorrow's show, depending on how the dinner goes tonight.
And I wish you Godspeed.
Let me say that it was a call out of the blue.
Yes.
It was a shock to hear from this particular radio fellow who called me and asked if I would like to dine with him tonight.
Known this man for a long time, have you?
Sure have.
Very good.
Sure have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you know. You guys, where are you going tonight? You going to some Italian place?
We're going to Little Italy.
We're
going
to go down to Little Italy, and we're going to take our buddy Richard with us.
Richard the driver.
We're going to go exploring and, be a little sup in Little Italy, and then who knows?
Well, enjoy. While you're in Italy, I will be in hell with you-know-who.
I feel for you, and I know that, we've kind of gotten used to having our Thursday nights as the big boys' night out. It's
right.
The singular fringe benefit of coming up here, and you're not going to be part of that.
No. We're going to be with him.
Well, shut up. And I told you, take your cell phone along, and if you need relief, we'll come in like a whole bunch of firemen.
Let's get to the... you'll hear about it on tomorrow's episode.
Absolutely.
Got it, bro. Hello there, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Let me see who's on these other lines. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
He should be charged. He should be disbarred
for leaving that child in the car.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, sir?
He should be charged, and he should be disbarred.
All right, we got the fact that you're doing either some bad Kennedy impression or some kind of Massachusetts impression, but what are you doing?
That's for leaving the child in the car.
What child?
Who left the child in the car?
Is this a Joe Mama call?
Joe Mama!
Oh, badly executed.
Where was it going?
I don't know.
Horrible.
I don't know.
Was there a Joe that left the...
Who was it?
Was it maybe Mary Jo Kopechne from Chappaquiddick?
Mary Jo?
But he was saying a kid in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then they go, yeah, Mary Jo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hi.
Horrible.
Hey, I stopped and made an on-the-spot report for the Sharon chick for you.
And I'd just like to say, for all of you Buzz lovers out there, that was Buzz who just said horrible.
Horrible.
Right.
It is horrible.
That was Buzz.
Horrible.
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 It was a horrible.
What a horrible thing to say.
Yes. So you checked Sharon out?
Yeah. She did kind of look like Shirley Jones, but it was Shirley Jones with a beer gut.
Okay. All right.
Well,
and the guy looked like the Hobbit. The guy, Marty, looked like the Hobbit.
Okay. All right, well, Marty's gone. She hooked up with an Albert Brooks lookalike.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Not much of a trade-up, I'm afraid.
That's for sure.
Hello.
Pooh Bear loves Connie.
Okay, would you knock it off?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How come you're being so nice to everybody? You need someone to bust some more balls out there, damn it.
Okay, this is a guy who's just obviously been listening to the whole show today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's probably looking for it.
Right, no, I'm sorry.
Come on.
It only comes to those who deserve it. Come on.
Absolutely.
Come on, why are you being so nice?
Right on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, fine.
You recognize my voice?
Roll your windows up.
This is Steve.
Roll your windows up.
They're up.
You still have way too much background noise.
You'll have to pull that car off.
Me?
To the side of the road. Pull it up. Stop the car.
Why?
Stop your car.
It's stopped.
No, it's not.
Then turn down your air conditioning. Am I having deja vu?
No.
Didn't we have the same call earlier today?
Nope, not me.
With a guy where we said, stop your car, and then it was turn down your air conditioning?
Same thing. Turn off your air conditioning. Roll up your windows and stop the car.
And there
That's
we go.
Much quieter now.
Well, we didn't bust his balls.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
Remember the dumb Connie Wednesday, Thursday chick? The Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
Definitely a big charmer.
Oh, did you try that?
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh. You tried that in between the time that lady called and now, or you tried it previously?
Oh, no. My fiance and I, that was one Christmas in a stocking stuffer. She loved Pop Rocks.
Really?
What flavor?
Huh?
What flavor?
Hang on here. She was, apple? No, watermelon.
Sour apple.
And you it was watermelon. Yeah.
And you put it down there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you,
performed services, brother.
And how was it?
He went freaking crazy.
Oh, well, delete that out if he said the F word.
He did.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, have a good one.
She went effing crazy.
She went effing crazy, man, with Pop Rocks at Christmas time.
I love Don and Mike's show.
I want to stir the soup for Buzz.
Oh, no. Come on, thank you. No, last call. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Summertime. I was
there you go, Mike. This is your guy.
What
is he singing?
What
the hell are you singing? I think he's in distress.
Dial 911.
One of his weaker efforts.
Right.
I like to understand the lyric.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you are at least clear enough to realize that. That was a very weak effort.
Absolutely.
Okay. And listen, when we were taking calls before, are the Red Sox playing the Yankees this weekend?
This weekend, huge series in New York.
Big series.
Yeah, big series in New York. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, those Yankees are looking good. I think they're going to come back this weekend. I'm thinking about a bet. Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I'm thinking about a bet.
No way.
Why?
You're not going to get me into that. No
way.
No. I'm a company man all the way.
No,
I'm
come
a
on.
Company man all the way.
You're a Red Sox fan. You can admit that.
I am a Red Sox fan, yes. I am a Red Sox fan. I don't you remember when we first signed on here at WNEW?
I know.
All that talk about
I know.
Now you're you're setting me up to be universally hated in the New York metropolitan area.
There are 14 million people in this city, and I bet there are some of them who are Red Sox
fans. I'm sure there are, yes.
And I'm just willing to stand up for the 13 million who are Yankees fans.
Way to go, Don.
That's all. But no, if you want to make a bet on the series...
Well, you know, Buzz is a bigger Red Sox fan than I am.
No, he's always talking
Sox.
You know what, I bet...
Stop that.
Here's a question.
You know, I'm a man of integrity, I'll bet you.
Okay, what do you want
to
bet?
I've got to. I mean, I gotta be true to my roots here.
All right, well,
I'm from New England, so I gotta go that way.
Are we saying it's going to be a sweep?
No, okay. Absolutely not. So I think the Red Sox will be lucky to take one out of the three this week, and I really believe that.
All right, well, then no bet.
Okay,
no bet.
I'm just being realistic.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
In a standard 9-inning baseball game, how many batters in a standard 9-inning baseball game?
I don't know.
If it's a perfect game, how many?
I really don't know. I have no idea. No clue.
How many batters?
Just do the math. How many outs in an inning?
Well, three.
Right.
Okay, so?
9-inning game?
Right. Then, I don't know, the 27.
That's right.
Excellent job, Buzz.
Hey. That's right.
Buzz?
Yes?
In baseball parlance, what is the rubber?
Here again.
He'll never get that.
I have no clue. I don't know.
Okay. It has something to do with pitching.
Not catching.
I
don't know. I don't follow the game.
It's a piece of rubber that the pitcher stands on. It's on top of the pitcher's mouth.
Ah.
How many? All right, this one he'll get. How many fielders are there in baseball?
I'm going to say three.
Okay, so you got that one right.
What does it mean, Buzz, when a player is on deck?
He's ready to bat. He's ready to step into the batter's box and hit the ball.
Technically, I'm sorry, I won't be able to allow that. It means that he is the next batter.
He's not in the batter's box.
Right.
He is not waiting.
He's like in a little circle, 20 feet away, waiting to bat.
I said ready to step up.
He's waiting for the next batter to finish. I wouldn't. If it was the Millionaire Show, I wouldn't be able to give it to you.
Okay.
Very fair.
Mm-hmm. And in an average. You know, never mind.
A buzz?
Yes. Never mind. No, don't do this to him. No, come on.
I'm not ashamed of the fact that I don't follow that game.
How many guys are on a baseball team?
Nine. I don't know.
Good guess.
Very good guess. In what inning do people, at a baseball game, do people stretch?
He'll know this.
Oh, seventh inning.
Okay. Very good. See, I thought I'd give him a softball.
Which league has the designated hitter?
The American League.
Now he's knocking all the pins down. Now he's doing good.
Yeah.
Which team in New York is in the American League?
That would be the Yankees.
And
damn, he's right.
And here's one.
Mm-hmm.
This is an easy one.
Okay.
Who is the manager of the New York Mets?
I will bet you $1 million he'll never get it. He'll never come up with this one in a million years.
I won't come up with it. I'll know it when you say it, but I can't pull it out of my hat.
I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint. He's named after a holiday.
But not an official holiday.
Not an official holiday.
A Hallmark holiday.
And his first name is Bobby.
Bobby Memorial.
Way to finish strong.
That's right, Buzz.
Way to finish strong.
Bobby Valentine.
Ah, there you go.
It's Bobby Valentine.
Very good.
Bobby Valentine.
Bobby Valentine with you.
Yeah, baby.
All right, time out. Let's do a break. We'll be right back.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Please stop calling. Stop calling.
Yeah.
54 outs in a baseball game. You know what we meant, though.
And 51 if it's a perfect game.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are you pricks out there?
51 if it's a perfect game for the home team.
54 in a total game if both sides get all their at-bats.
Right.
Right. Because there's.
Would it be 51 if it's a home team, right?
No. Would it be 52?
Depends on the score.
Now I know. Incredibly confused.
All I know is that it's 27 times 2 is 54. So that's the number of outs in a regulation baseball game.
That's 54. Right, 54. And then if it was a perfect game for the home team, it would be 51.
Because the other team wouldn't get their... The home team wouldn't get their at-bats in the bottom of the ninth.
Absolutely. In the top of the... Yeah, that's right.
In the bottom of the ninth.
The bottom of the ninth.
Right,
that's
okay,
right.
But listen, my point is everybody knew what we were doing to Buzz, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Even Buzz.
Yeah, Don, a little point of reference. Did your... psychotic parents ever notice your breasts when you were 10 years old?
Constantly.
I think we all are agreed that all of our parents noticed our breasts.
Constantly.
There you go.
Yes, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. I don't care much to be on the radio.
Can I tell you what's disturbing about that last call?
What's that?
How long he waited. How long he's been thinking about that.
Like almost 2 hours now.
That's a little odd. Look in the mirror, sir.
Okay, now you don't want to be on the radio, but you're calling a radio show.
All right.
Okay. You may continue, but you are on the radio.
Okay. Then I got a trivia question for you.
Well, no, what did you want to say if you were not on the radio?
Well, it was going to be the same trivia question. I just didn't care to be on the radio. I didn't want to wait in line through all the people. And yeah.
And now, look, here you are. You're ready.
Right.
It was like magic, right to the front.
Yeah, you're at the front
right.
of the line.
Right.
Line.
Hope you liked it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
On hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, he just didn't want to wait in line.
No, he didn't. Too bad we couldn't hear that brain teaser.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I guys got a NASCAR update for you.
What is the NASCAR update?
Hey, when you guys be watching the Winston Cup races, I got a new driver you guys need to be rooting for. Driver of the number 50 car, Ricky Craven.
Why is that?
Ricky be craving bees nuts.
Oh, I knew that was coming a million miles
that
ago.
That was so weak.
Doesn't count.
God damn it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I got to tell you that if the home team wins, it's got to be 52.
Why is it 52 instead of 51?
Because the home team has to score a run, and they have to hit a home run to do that.
No, you know what? This guy's absolutely right. If you're talking about a perfect game,
it would have to be 52 out.
It would have to be 52. You're right. Okay.
Do I win a prize?
No, you don't.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, though.
Thank you, my friend. That would be a perfect game on one side and a one-hitter on the other side.
Right. Hold on. Here is Carlos Broyhill.
Can't they score without making an out, though?
Yes.
You don't have to have an out before you score.
And it's not a perfect game.
No, a 1-0 perfect game can happen.
It can?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You could certainly score. Yes, he's right. He's right. 51 okay. is the answer. 51 is the answer. Did you just call Rob Head because of his giant head?
Yeah.
And what is the name you call him, Rob?
I call him Bolts, and I forget why.
Why do you call him Bolts?
I don't know. It happened in the limo last week, but, you know, that serves me right for arguing sports.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm thinking about this. Technically, it would have to be 52 outs because the guy would have to get on. Somebody would have to get
the
on.
The guy could get walked on, though.
But that would not be an out.
The other team... Oh, you're right.
You see that one?
Yeah, I know. It's very confusing now.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What do you think, Buzz?
I think you're all right.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
He's right. It has to be 52 because you got to score one run.
But, you see, now I'm thinking about, like, pass balls on a strikeout. Like if it was pass balls and then the
pass
guy was...
Pass balls, you know, straight... Buzz, you have any idea what pass ball is?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
Well, what I'm saying to you, Buzz, and you'll understand this when I explain it.
Okay.
If it's a pass ball and the guy strikes out and it's a pass ball and he runs down to first base and then the catcher throws it down to first base and he overthrows the first baseman and then it goes into right field and he takes second, then the right fielder throws it over the second baseman.
But that's just like
third.
If the retards are playing baseball.
Well, but I mean, it could happen.
Hello, Don and Mike. I know what you're saying. And then if the guy overthrew going to third, and the guy kept running in, he's going home, and the guy overthrew it going home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that what you're saying?
Then you could have 51 outs and a 1-0 game.
Yeah, if you're playing the retards.
Yeah, it'd be like watching a Little League game.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Awesome show, man. I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Hey, do you hear something about Richard Simmons? Is it true that he was one of the fruits in the Fruit of the Loom commercials?
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Did you hear that right before you cut him off? You hear how much he enjoyed himself? He just went.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Howdy.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm calling in regards to the Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks? Oh, Pop Rocks while you're eating at the Y?
Well, exactly. I have personal experience, and I know that the oral fixation is great, but the intercourse is not. However,
you mean you've actually put Pop Rocks in a girl's place and had intercourse with them?
No, not the intercourse.
Is this Mikey? Is this Mikey from the Life cereal commercials?
No, it's not. I don't eat anything.
Remember that rumor?
Yeah.
However, when it interacts with the moisture in the down under area, it will create sparks if the lights are out.
Ooh, cool.
So you're
that
saying,
is a wives' tale. That is not true.
So you're saying that if a girl is real moist in her place,
not true.
No. Really?
It doesn't happen. It was one of those legends. It was one of those urban legends.
Where's the Kumari?
You read that.
Someone get the Kumari in there. Something tells me that she's...
We have to prove it.
Something tells me that she might be the perfect girl for that experiment.
That is not true, but you know, wintergreen lifesavers do give off luminescence when they're chewed in the dark, because I've seen it.
Okay, thank you.
They do have a new flavor, though, that does. And it's got the same correspondence ingredients, and it's got the wintergreen in it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And thank you for your help, Ted.
I have to ask you a question, Ted.
Yes.
Do you have two lifesavers in your cheeks right now?
I have actually Altoids.
Because it was very disturbing when you actually leaned back and grinned. I thought you had some unusual dental work.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
I do.
Hello. Oops. Hold on a second. What am I doing? Don and Mike, hello there.
Hello.
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 Please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down. Don't do it for me. Do it for Jesus, your Savior.
Take your time.
He'll
be back.
Michael.
Don't do it for me. Do it for Michael J. Fox.
Thanks, Michael.
That was not the original release of Hell's Guy.
No, much better phone technique.
No way. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Don and Mike, please.
Kai, you're on the air. Kai.
Hi.
Kai.
Hey.
Hi. What are you doing?
Guys, the baseball thing.
Yes.
No matter how many runs you score, there's still the same number of outs. So it's 51.
Well, wouldn't it be 54, though, in a nine-inning game?
Not if the home team wins.
If the home team wins, it's 51 outs. But you'd have to have one extra out for it. Well, no, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. There's still three outs in inning.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Inning. Hello, friend of my show. Hello. I know you're trying to think about this a lot, aren't you, right now?
It's hurting my brain.
Hello, Don and Mike.
No. It's 51 out with 52 batters.
I'm starting to swell. It's starting to really hurt. This is worse than the secret sound right now.
Okay, I want everyone to stop just for a second and think how little we really care about this.
Totally implausible. Never happened in a real baseball game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you were right the first time. It's 51. If they score in the ninth inning, it could be 52 or 53.
America's having a love affair with baseball, Don.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was going to say that it is 51 outs.
Okay. Enough. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Michael Mira, please?
Hello, speaking.
He's here.
On behalf of Red Sox fans all over the country, Mike, we're really disappointed you didn't bet Don.
I was reading an article today, and I just think I have a... being a Red Sox fan, you know the legacy of losing. You know how much pain they've inflicted.
He knows how much I love the Yankees and how much Yankees baseball has always meant to me.
I do. I know that Don is, in my opinion, the biggest Yankee fan I've ever met. But I will tell you right now, you know also that I'm a big Red Sox fan, and I will tell you one thing I'm
not
going
to... All the arguments with Don.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not going to bet on a bet that I don't think I'm going to win. And I have made bets when I say
the Yankees are going to win the series this weekend against the Sox.
Do you want me to make a season-long bet that the Red Sox will finish in front?
No.
You got that bet, Mike.
I'll take that bet.
Or else you're a poser.
I'll take that bet.
No, yeah, I am not a poser. I live and die with the Red Sox, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to make a stupid bet that's going to result in my hair getting dyed blonde just like it was a few years ago.
Well, maybe not that, but at least a token bet. What would Nomar do, Mike?
Okay, you're right. A token bet. We must.
And what about a rainout for the out?
Wow.
He has dared me into it.
I must bet you.
Do you want to bet for the series?
Or do you want to bet for the season?
Who's going to do better, the Yankees or the Red Sox?
I will bet you for the series. This weekend series.
The
weekend series. I will tell you that it's extremely difficult for the Red Sox to go into Yankee Stadium, even though they had success last year and beat the Yankees. But I will tell you,
the Yankees have also lost like 10 out of their last 11 games.
But because this guy is goading me into it, I will tell you, I should stand up for my team, and I will bet you with the weekend series going on. What possible wager would you like to have?
I have no friggin'
idea. It cannot be tremendously significant.
No, it can't, because it's just a weekend baseball bet.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, a big shot, what do you think?
I don't know, but just something. Because, Mike, I love you. I don't want to say anything against you.
I understand.
But just please.
All right, I'm going to make the bet. I will make the bet.
So we can give soup to you.
Okay.
And what about a rainout on those right, outs you're talking about?
Okay, all right, enough. All right, thank you.
I'll do it.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, here's the
thank
bet.
You.
If the Red Sox beat the Yankees in the series this weekend...
No, I've got it.
Okay, hold on.
I've got it. If the Yankees beat the Red Sox this weekend...
Right.
The loser has to put on a hat... And maybe even a jersey from the other team. And when we come back to New York next week, stand out on the street with a sign that says, for instance, if the Yankees beat the Red Sox, you have to put on a Red Sox hat and a Red Sox shirt with a sign and go stand downstairs on 57th Street or whatever the street this is, a sign that says, Yankees suck.
No way!
And if
that's
and if,
suicide!
And I would have to stand out there with a sign that says, Red Sox suck.
No!
That's so suck. Yeah, let's flip a coin.
Heads you win, tails I lose.
let's do that.
I'm not going to fall for that trick.
All right, then it has to be something where you would have to... You would have to wear, like, a Yankees hat. Well, no, that's not good enough.
No, anybody can wear a hat. I've probably worn a Yankees hat when I was looking for a hat.
Well, let's just have the bet, and we'll figure out the punishment later. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Well, I mean, are we agreed that we'll come up with a bet that's
We'll come up with a bet, a mild bet.
That's not awful?
A mild wage.
Right. Okay, hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Galia Skrimsky was a gay lovers with Jim Torres of the Yankees.
You're right about that, sir. Yaz was a fag. I've told that to Mike
Big
for
time.
Years. Thanks.
I've developed much like resistance to certain medications.
A callus.
I've got a Yaz callus. It doesn't faze me. That first day though, that Don wrote Yaz is a fag on my autographed picture of Carl Yastrzemski.
You never forget, that was over 10 years ago.
I was ready to cry and kill you at the same time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to the Boston Red Sox. Shout out! You gotta lose this weekend, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's a fag, baby.
Shout out.
Oh, all right.
Shout out. All right, so we got a bet, huh?
Yeah, we got a bet. We got a bet. I say they're going to win this weekend.
And you know, maybe by tomorrow's show, we'll come up with what the parameters of the bet are.
I think I'll probably have some creative juices flowing this evening. And I'll come up with something.
I guarantee you'll have more than me tonight.
I
guarantee. What with my dinner companion?
I know.
Hey, it's time for the news and the comments right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
And what is it?
I got the bet.
What? Okay.
Based on who you're going to dinner with. Here's the deal. If I win,
don't involve him.
If I win the bet, I'll take your clothes to the laundry.
Okay. Buzz, Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
On deck tonight, O.J. Simpson, domestic violence victim.
Oh, great story, Buzz. Everybody, please stay tuned now.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Femway rational.
Perfect.